Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The runway. witch doctor. Lucky Model Mom Chanel presents two events in one night. Something for everyone. Kansas City's first stud and femme exotic review show. Special guests, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, the April Fool's Ball. Grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open door performance with a prop, $200. As well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All past categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 3820 East Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night. VIP table, $35. Comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Sudden Some Exotic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team street list. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. T2C, Tempest to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all, runway. $500, open to all, realness. $500, open to all, best dress. $1,000, open to all, face. Car. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempest to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents What It 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize,
$1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Want It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Numbers are going up, honey. The girls are definitely here on the phone lines and all types of things. You know, it's a lot. It is What the Fuck Tuesdays. It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your breast or your chest. This is definitely a format where you can definitely call in and definitely get it in, bitches. I mean, get it in, bitch. This is that spot, honey. It is Tuesday night, February 21st, 2012. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. I see that we have a lot of guests in the chat room, and I wish that y'all guests that's in the chat room, y'all go and make a screen name so y'all just don't be guests in the chat room, and then y'all can conversate and get in on the conversation with the girls in the chat room. As a guest, you cannot get into the conversation with the girls on the chat room to go back and forth at it with the girls in the chat room. I want to give a big shout out to all my girls and guys that's on the phone line and that listens to this little show every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday for the last 3 years. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the show, honey, and we have been here 3 years. I want to thank everybody that listens to the show, the little show. You know, that's what everybody else call it, this little old measly show. So I want to thank all of y'all for definitely being a part of all of that and allowing me to be in your homes, allowing me to be on your internet, to be on your phone lines, and to be in your iPods when you download the show from Blog Talk Radio. I would like to thank all of y'all for that, honey. And without further ado, I'm going to go and bring my girlfriend on. I have my Benji-Con girlfriend. Miss Devine is going to be coming on with us. I have my fabulous shady bitch girlfriend, honey. Miss London is going to be coming on the line. I know RR is definitely going to make an appearance. I don't know about Rodney making an appearance. We might. But don't forget, tomorrow night is definitely the anniversary show here tomorrow night live, honey, where you will definitely be able to combine two radio shows into one show tomorrow night, where we will definitely be having the cast of Serve the Kids will definitely be on with the cast of Tins and Chops. Bitches, it's going down. Let me get my girlfriend, Miss London.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Mouth, mouth, mouth. European Vogue. You have to Vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to vogue like a lady, stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. boxed the chambers for you.
London, 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 London Bridges.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Miss Bridges. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, lovely. I'm lovely.
Oh, I know that's right. Welcome to the air, Miss London Bridges, and also welcome to the air, the legendary Mother Divine Chanel.
What's up, what's up? We here.
Hun, we're here. We're live on a What the Fuck Tuesday.
Oh, yes. I got some What the Fuck, too, right now. I'm a little upset. Well, I ain't gonna say upset, but irritated.
Well, what's your What the Fuck, honey?
I'm irritated with Milan because yesterday while we were on the show, he kept calling my phone to say what he had to say to you. But when I thought about it, bitch, when they put that shit up in the room and had that shit all across Facebook about my friend and I was upset, Milan was kicking right along. And Milan was telling you, well, why didn't I defend him and why didn't I do this? Yeah, bitch, I would have defended you. But then I thought about it, Greg, you didn't defend me or Nico when that shit was going on and say that that wasn't right or anything. You kicked and threw your little, you threw you a couple of logs into the fire as well. But then you want to call me when Kelly's giving it to you on the show so you can get on and you keep, I mean, like, you gave me 30 calls until I accidentally hung up the show. What the fuck is that?
Baby, I don't know, honey. I don't know.
I mean, I love you, that's my sister. Don't get me wrong. That's my bitch, but I mean, at the end of the day, let's be real. When that shit was happening with me, bitch, you didn't jump in and defend or try to help us or say anything to our defense. You kicked and cackled right along with the rest of the girl. And I remember I said something about you, about it to him. Like, girl, if you was my friend, how could you join in on this shit? Like, bitch, I know that it's all fair game, but it's all fair game with bitches that's not your bitches. Your bitches don't join in when another bitch is on your head and give her no fuel for fire, right?
Exactly.
When Kelly was reading Milan, I was not going to jump in because Milan is a friend of mine. Am I going to stop Kelly? No. But am I going to entice Kelly and make it blow it up and make it worse? No. Am I going to be red and eyes on in the background? No. I'm going to just stand back and let her do her thing. Y'all two grown-ass motherfuckers.
Miss London, do you got any What the Fucks?
I just want to know, before Divine said that, I wanted to know what the fuck was up with her being the little messenger, you know?
Well, you know what? I just thought that they could come to a resolve, and he was blowing my phone so hard. I mean, it's a friend of mine, so I did my best to try to accommodate him, which all I could do was deliver a message. Whether you got put on or not, that was not my decision. And there's nothing I could do for you for that. You know what I mean? So, just
and
like,
Divine, I found out exactly why you didn't get to see the message, because she was kicked out of the room. That's why you didn't get to see the message.
I was kicked out of what room?
Out of the Real Legends and Icons. That's why you didn't get to see the message.
I haven't been kicked out of Real Legends and Icons. I'm still in that room.
Not you. Milan was kicked out. That's why you didn't see the message.
Oh.
She was kicked out of the room and the message was taken down. That's why you didn't see the message when she was asking for the footage of what happened in Ohio.
Okay.
That's why you never got a chance to see it, because you didn't probably log on to the room until last night. And it was, they took her out of the room on Sunday and took the message down.
Oh, well, of course, girl, we was out doing D.C. I really wasn't into Facebook paying attention to shit that was going on. Well, actually, I can't say that. I had my own scandal going on. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. But it is definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. I got people on the phone line already like, what the fuck? Private Corner, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, I was just listening, Kelly, you know, and hi, Divine, how are you? I love to hear your voice. I love to hear everything that you have to say. I think you're very intelligent. So, but I'm basically just listening.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. And who is that?
My name is Sean, and, you know, I live in Brooklyn or whatever, and I'm just listening. And hi, London, how are you?
Hello.
Well, thank you for tuning in, Sean. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The next caller we have is 404-254. You're live on the air. 404-254. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not, honey. But if you are definitely live on the air and you definitely have a what the fuck and you definitely have something that you want to talk about, feel free to definitely press 1. The lines is definitely open and we are definitely taking callers. Please don't be afraid to definitely get up here on the lines and, you know, and give and say whatever you need to say, honey, you know. Bitch, we're here. What the fuck? Honey, I think everybody just, y'all just want to sit here and y'all want to just listen to us just conversate and have a conversation, I guess.
They want to know what the fuck is up with the video that Malone made.
Hey, Kurt, haven't seen Kurt in the chat room in a long time. Welcome back to the show, Kurt. Everybody wants to know what's up with the
A little video that Malone made.
Oh, that's what the girls want to talk about. I don't know, honey. Maybe some of the callers can come and tell us about the video, Miss Sang, honey.
Well, I'm going to say what I got to say about the video. The video readers, that's my technique. I can't believe that someone stole it.
Honey, you know the girls do a lot of stealing, honey. Hold on,
yeah,
we have another caller.
You know that.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. 678-799. You're live on the air.
What the fuck's going on, Auntie Kelly?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
This is Country.
Hey, Country. What's going on? Are you still here in the
what's
BA?
What's going on? How are you doing, London?
London, Country, how are you doing?
Oh, hello.
What's going on? Oh. Hey, I'm on my way to the Bronx. What the fuck? Where's the weed?
It's around, honey. The voice is around.
I got to find it. It's the last
night. They around, honey. I told you, you go out on any corner and the trade has it. The trade be having it. All the trade that you see standing in front of any corner store in the area where you're going, that they be having it.
Oh, okay. You coming out tonight?
Uh-huh.
You coming out tonight?
No, I'm not coming out.
Oh, okay. I know they sent us that it was one. I might go.
Oh. I'm staying in, honey. I ain't got time to be patronizing with the girls.
Right.
Making
well, okay.
The girls seem like they're relevant.
I just wanted to mess with you and see what you was up to.
Nothing much, just chilling. Get my number from Alexis and text me.
All right, I will.
Okay. Yes, we are definitely here, and we are live on the air. Baby, but I don't know. So that's what you want to talk about, London?
No, that's what the people want to hear.
So what do you think about the video? Let me ask Divine first. Divine, what do you think about the video?
I don't know. I didn't even watch it. I just seen that it was a video post. I didn't watch it. I didn't care to watch it. I heard everything Milan had to say yesterday. I'm not going to sit there and listen to my friend bash my other friend. I don't care for that.
Oh,
so I
know y'all. The icon pioneers here.
Hey, Divine.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good. I just got in, and I had to tune in and get what's the tea? What's going on?
Oh, well, London wanted to talk about this video. London wants to talk about this video that was made and was reading myself and reading Jasmine. And, you know, I don't know. I just gag at the girls that the girls.
The video is actually titled Dear Big Pun and Biggie.
I just gag at how the girls have to use people to stay relevant. I really do. And it's like you sit and you say all types of things, and that's the thing that I was saying about the room. and everything that the girls are trying to stand for. And regardless of the fact of what Kelly does from 11 until 3 a.m. in the morning, this is a job. This is a personality. This is a show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here. What I do on this show, I don't take what I do on my show, and I don't take it to my page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exploit people. I don't disrespect people on Facebook unless they disrespect me. And for Milan to so much be a leader and someone that wants to take the ballroom scene in another direction, it shows that the hypocritical things that Milan has done on Facebook today shows that Milan has no structure in being a leader and trying to take this ballroom into another direction, because it takes one little outburst and for you to go and take and make this video and post this video all across Facebook and want to sit and try to, you know, demean my character, my sister character, and all types of things when, like, you sit here and you want to read Jasmine and they made her icon. What has she done in the ballroom scene and all types of things? Like, how can you beg to be an icon and you don't know people's histories and the things that people have done in the scene and all types of things that you want to read and you want to try to belittle somebody when only thing you did was that you're not pressed and you're not worried about us is your exact words that you said on the show last night, but then you take to your little laptop and you want to make a video and you want to read the girls, but you're not pressed or thinking about us, but you are actually, in all actuality, are pressed and you are thinking about us because you made that video and you posted the video all over the place. And so you are pressed and you are thinking about us. And tonight I'm going to read and I'm going to be very nice and professional about my reads. I'm not going to yell and I'm not going to get out of control because I have a migraine headache, had a long day today. So I'm not going to read and yell. I'm just going to be very professional and Oprah Winfrey about my reads with Milan at this point in time, because it's like, it's really getting out of hand and it's really barbaric. And the things that Milan has to say, like, I think for all the things that you have to say, I'm loving every read that you have to put up and where you posted at and everything that you have to say about me, because it does nothing to me. It does nothing to my character. It does nothing to the person that I know that I am and that you're not and that you want to be. And you're struggling to keep the little bit of power that you have in the scene, but it's not working, baby. That's why you got kicked out the room. They don't see you in the room. Nobody sees your opinions that you have. You sit and you write things and make opinions about things, and then the girls go off of Facebook and get
all right,
on
Kelly,
the...
Kelly.
Yes.
Let me say this. You're doing exactly what anybody who has put out something or said something to keep them to be relevant. You gave him a show last night. You're giving him a show tonight. You're putting.
No, it's not even about giving him a show. It's just about responding back to what he said. And I know. And it's not just Milan. It's a lot of other people out there. Speak in St. Legs. And this is not just to Milan. These are to all the girls that always have something to say. It's not just towards Milan. It's not just towards Milan. No way, shape, and form is it towards Milan. It's towards a lot of people. I'm not going to mention their names or anything, but they know exactly who they are. So I need not mention their name because they know who they are. But this is for all of them. They're all going to continue to keep my name in their mouth. They're all going to continue to do the things that they do and the little slogans that the girls say about me in videos and everything, and the girls want to announce these little slogans when girls come out. All of that is just making me stay relevant. And all of those bitches can kiss my ass at the end of the motherfucking day. Because at the end of the day, these bitches barely got a pot to piss in or a window to motherfucking throw it out of, and they're struggling to hold on to what little bit of power that they do have left. And they need to hold on to that power, and they need to grip it real tight because it's slipping out their motherfucking hands. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be the bitch that's still standing, and I'm going to be the bitch that's going to throw that flower on your casket.
So guess what, Milan? You're the one that fucking is going to be in
And that's what it is. So, and I'm here, and I'm happy, and I'm loving life, and I'm going to live life to the fullest. And so for all you girls that want to read and y'all want to throw things that y'all want to do you, baby, because the longer you keep continuing to talk about me, the more you make me look even better. Nah, honey. But now on another note, I want to address another comment that I seen, okay? And I want to address this to the other half of the father, of the overall father of the House of Blahnik, Camaro. Please, Camaro, don't ever think that I'm the type of bitch that you want to play with, okay? Yes, Milan posted his video in all the little chat rooms, but my little show, it's been here for 3 years, and it ain't going no place. It's only 130 people in the juice room, Camaro. I have more than that on the regular, on the phone lines, not including the chat room. But you took and gave me your little $100 to promote your tacky-ass motherfucking ball on my little-ass motherfucking show. Bitch, don't come for me, bitch, because I didn't send for you, bitch. The same girls that's sitting around reading you and everything, Miss Thang, and the girls that made you legend, Miss Thang, your legendable status. It's questionable, and it's no shade to my sister, Kool-Aid, for making you legend, but it's questionable. Don't come for me, faggot. The next caller that we have on the line is 773-902. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's going on? Who are we speaking with, darling?
This is the legendary Neiman Escada.
How you doing, Neiman?
What's up? Is Rhonda on the phone? Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello.
Is Rhonda on the line?
Who?
Rhonda Jenkins.
No, Rhonda Jenkins will be on the line tomorrow night.
Oh, I thought she was on the phone today.
No, she'll be on tomorrow, Neiman. She'll be on tomorrow. She's coming on. She's making her debut again tomorrow. It's been a year since she's been on the air. She's making her debut back tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, what's up, everybody? I hope everybody's having a great night. Kelly, don't get on the show and read too much.
Oh, no, I'm not reading. I'm being nice tonight. I'm being white woman tonight. I'm being very cordial about the situation. The children want me to be barbaric. I'm not. I'm not going to give them that anymore. I'm going to just be white woman about it.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, y'all have a good night. I'm listening to the show. You can place me on hold, Kelly.
The next caller we have is 313-585. You're live on the air.
Kelly, I just want to say I love how the fuck you read her. But, you know, I don't think the power is slipping out of her hand. I think the power is slipping out of her ass, and she needs to spend some of that lawsuit money on getting it tightened up. Because I remember when I was standing behind the panel at the Rags to Riches Ball, she walked out there naked and that hole was just gaping open like a Chinese
oh my
tunnel.
God.
But other than that, you know, I think Erskine and Christian looked great at the Christian Ball. And Kelly, just pay them girls like an icon, because as long as they keep their name in your mouth, it's only free publicity, and all publicity is good publicity.
Yes, thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Okay. The next caller we have is... This caller is...
Oh, your friend, Justin?
No, bitch, don't break up. I want to get to see. What's the tea?
Hello? 82282, you're live on the air.
I want to see the tea.
Okay. 804-397, you're live on the air. 804-397, you're live on the air.
Man, that's some stupid shit, man.
What'd you say, baby? Okay. These girls in these calls, honey, it's ridiculous. But if you on the phone lines and you'd like to join into our conversation, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. We're definitely here. We're definitely taking callers, so you can definitely be a part of, you know, our conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's, you know, girl. Maybe, I don't know. I really don't know. Hold on, we have, is this on 832-28? Air. Okay, girls. Kurt, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Kurt, how you doing?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
All right, I'm going to have a question for you. What Malone are you exactly talking about?
What'd you say?
You talking about Malone Christopher?
Yeah.
See, this is where it gets touchy, because I would think a man who has a career in the entertainment business would focus on his career rather than focus on an individual who's living a life that doesn't involve him. In your career, that's where you separate a grown man from a child.
You must be by a computer or something.
Kurt, you're breaking up, Kurt.
Hello?
Yeah, you keep breaking up.
Did you hear what I said or no?
I heard a little bit of what you said about her career and her lack thereof of being a man.
Yeah, and that's basically it. Like, why would you sit here and involve yourself in some bullshit? You should be focused on your money and involving yourself and just leave the bullshit alone. It makes no sense.
Because she really, her career is really not striving the way it should be, because she has other ulterior motives going on in her life. And as long as she has that demon and that devil shallowing over her life, she will always fail.
And that's sad.
And that's not just towards her. That's towards a lot of people. A lot of them have that demon and have that devil riding on their shoulders so hard that it's weighing them down, and they're never going to see the promised land. So, you know, when they get it together, it's going to be all right. But as for now, it's really horrible. It really is. But we'll fix it all, because lights goes out. And motherfucking, the lights is going out in the city of Harlem tomorrow. But I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, honey, hold on. We have another caller, 216-961. You're live on the air. Okay, that caller dropped. 212-470. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Okay. If anybody else is on the phone lines and you have a comment or what the fuck, feel free to definitely press 1. The pioneer icon is here with us, R.R. Chanel. The legendary mother, Divine Chanel, is here with us. And my legendary Kiki girlfriend, Miss Dana Seals, all the tea, is here with us, Miss London Bridges. So definitely feel free to definitely call in. We're here. And also, the legendary icon herself is definitely going to be on the air. The CEO and founder of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will be on the phone as soon as she get home from work, honey. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. As you stated earlier that the person, Milan, said that what has Jasmine Couture done and the ballroom scene, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess people don't recognize when people do positive things in the ballroom scene. I guess you don't do nothing when you do positive stuff. Is that what they're saying or whatever?
I guess that's what he's saying, that she has never done anything in the scene. She has never walked anything or anything, and all types of madness and, you know.
She don't never have to walk anything. As long as she has I know for a fact that she has contributed a lot to the ballroom scene. She don't have to get up and ever.
But let me say this before she. Let me say this before she became that female ballroom cash cow giver. You know what I'm saying? And not to be negative, she used to walk big girls' face, and
okay.
she used to walk with the girls. She went from the ballroom after walking for a while and letting the kids know that she was real because she was as real as rain as she is today. Take away the size and get into the face. That's where she made her name when she hit the ballroom scene. After that, she became a career woman. But before
right.
she left the ballroom scene to become a career woman, she went nationwide on television with her beauty. She was
right.
amongst the top 10 beauties of female figures in the world. And back then it was femme queens. So if you want to know her history, and it's really sad, and I'm not saying that Milan doesn't have a right to say what he wants to say because everybody has the right of freedom of speech. However, Milan knows her history because at the same time Jasmine was walking face, Milan was carrying a purse with silk scarves hanging out of them.
Wow.
So somebody hit me up on Facebook and said she was using those scarves to wipe her leaking ass.
Well, I'm not up here to read Milan because I like Milan. I'm not going to sit here and read, and I'm not being partial or impartial, but I'm not going to stand here and have anybody say something negative about someone when I know the truth and I know what Jasmine's credibility is. I don't think that Jasmine needs to justify to any of these newcomers what her credibility is, because she has earned the right to be sitting where she's sitting. Kelly has earned the right to be sitting where she's sitting. Anybody who don't see Kelly for face don't have to. But know this, she didn't start winning for face. She started for realness. Her realness was so real that not only was she a real bandy cunt, but she would knock a nigga out. And she still can knock a nigga out. So at the end of the day, don't doubt her realness because you're trying to screw her down for her vogue and her face. Face is in the eyes of the beholder, just like an ad.
That's right. So, Kelly, previous to this, have you had a confrontation or had anything with Milan before, previous to this incident?
Me and Milan always, let me tell you something, me and Milan always had tits and tats and all types of things and, you know, to the contrary of the situation. And I think last year before the North Carolina Awards Ball, Andre came to me and Andre said, oh, I'm thinking about making Milan overall father of the house. Well, I'm going to make him overall father of the house of Ms. Rye. And so he said, but after he walks this ball, I'm going to do it. After he walks that ball, the, you know, the $1,500 sex siren category. And I felt, because, you know, he didn't want anybody to throw shade towards him if he came out as a Mizrahi, because he was supposed to be going to other houses. But I felt at that point that if you was going to be a part of that house at that time when I was there, you shouldn't have to wait until after the ball for you to take and win, for you to take and come to the house. If you gun ho about being a part of this house, like I told Jasmine, if you're a part of being about this house, you're going to be here now. And so it all went awry because when it came down to the last battle, I was the deciding vote for the $1,500,
okay.
and I picked Disney. And so that's why he did not come to the house, because I picked Disney.
Oh, okay. All right. I hear you.
And I don't give a fuck if you was coming to the house the next day or not. No, if you're going to walk and you're going to come now and you're going to debut now at this, not after you win, you want to know. And I picked Disney and he felt some type of way. Andre was very mad and upset and went down because I picked over him and Andre said, I just told you what was going to happen. I don't give a fuck what you told me what was going to happen. I did what I did.
Right, right, right.
And that's how it is. And that's the same thing, and that's the same way that I feel like me and Jasmine had a conversation, and that's the same way that I feel about the House of fucking Couture. I feel that same way. It's a lot of people out here and other houses that want to be here and want to come and be a part of what myself and Jasmine and Tati and Raven and all of us is trying to do, but they want to wait and see of the direction on which this house is going to go before they come and be a part of it. You don't have to wait and see a direction on how we're going to go. If you want to be here, you're going to be here because you want to be here, because you want to be a part of what we stand for and what the name Couture stands for, not after the fact.
Right. That's right.
But you know, also, you also, not to cut you off, but also, you have to understand something. Milan made a point in the video, which I must say, he did make a point. He was a 007 for 2 years. So the fact of him going to the house of Blahnik, I don't really think it had anything to do with the position, but whoever decided that they wanted him to be co-overall father, that was that person's decision, and Milan gladly accepted it. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to bashing and talking about people, especially femme queens, I don't take to butch queens reading femme queens. That's like a boy disrespecting a girl, or, you know, it's just... How can a man who calls himself a man disrespect someone who's a woman who calls themselves a woman? And this is the problem. It's not a butch queen on butch queen. It's a butch queen on a female on a femme queen. And that's what's sad about the whole situation. And like someone just said, if you're working in the industry, and he is, you don't want anything like that getting out about you if you're trying to rise in the industry. Why are you allowing yourself to be denigrated by your own doing that may cause you some type of longevity? Because come one day, somebody who may want to hire you for something that's really prestigious, they may change their mind when somebody pulls that clip off of YouTube. You understand? Because at the end of the day, life is a boomerang, like Octavia said, and what goes around comes around. Kelly, you got too much class. You've come so, and I'm going to use this I'm not going to use it anymore, but I'm going to say it tonight. You come a long way from Kelly U-Haul. And you're a class act now. The House of Couture is rising where it needs to rise. Jasmine will always be motherfucking Jasmine Couture, that bitch. Okay, because she made a name for herself. Don't keep feeding into this frenzy after tonight. Let it go.
Oh, we won't. We won't.
Yeah.
We won't. Trust me. After tonight, we won't feed into it, honey. We'll just talk about
because
the aftermath.
This is my biggest fear. This is my biggest fear. Because of what you, Jasmine, and Milan are going through, and the other father, when it comes time for kids to walk, if any of them are on the panel and you're on the panel and they chop a couture, it's going to be a tit for tat. Now, the kids got to pay for what y'all are going through. And it shouldn't be that. It really shouldn't, because this is what we're trying to change at this point. But when they can't get, you know, when people can't get to the person they want to get to, they take it out on their kids. So let's hope that it doesn't come to that and try to nip this in the bud by just letting it die out.
Well, honey, I'm done.
Is there any other shade in the ballroom? There's so much stuff going on. Can we change for a little while? Just for a little while. Let's change the topic.
Well, we can change the topic for a little while, but you know Jasmine's going to come and say her piece.
I want to talk about how shady RR is, because your shade is just legendary. What's iconic? You throw this iconic shade out. Let's break that down and talk about it.
So
on Ruby,
don't let the girls in. Don't let them in.
My shade is you have to catch it today, because if you don't catch it today, you look over your shoulder tomorrow and say, "Did that bitch just read me?"
So Ruby, what was your favorite shady moment? Just for the moment that you knew that you was slamming a girl.
When me and Hector started doing Shade Fest.
told what actually happened. Be specific, like something you did when you know you turned the girl.
I never thought I was shady, and I still don't think I'm shady. I just think that I'm very quick with my wits, and I'm very intelligent enough to know how to read someone without letting them know I can read. That's something that Jack picked up from me. Jack does it very well, too. And Jay Blahnik does it very well, too. You have to catch the shade. See, a lot of the kids, they read openly. You see, my shade is I'll read you, and if you're not a smart girl, you're not going to know that I was reading you in my conversation.
I like that. I thought that shade, it depends. But if a girl gets too blatant, I go ahead and rip her fucking head off her throat. Because I like to get nasty sometimes. But, I mean, I like my little patty white girl, too. You're like, what are you talking about? What happened? Why?
Exactly.
But then, you know, if they give me a little too much, then I have to be, oh, bitch, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Has anybody ever listened to, and this is not, I'm not being shady when I say this, but have you ever listened to Jack on a mic or Jay Blahnik on a mic when certain girls come out and they'll say certain things and you have to really catch it?
No, but I catch my sister Nanushka Shay. If you ever pay attention, a bitch she don't like, she will not give a chance. Or she will be a tire word like the bubblegum, yeah. Okay, next.
Well, like they said in Passage Burns, shade is an art. It's an art form, and a lot of kids today don't have that art form of shade. You know, Kelly is from the old school of shade.
I have,
and
I'm not old school.
Oh, I know, trust me, I know shade, and I know exactly when the girl.
Let's go around the table and name the three girls whose shade you love the best. I'll start. My favorite girl shade is, I love Sanaya Shade, I love Jack Shade, and I love Ruby Shade. Ruby, you just give, you know I love it.
You just named the top bitches right there.
I keys off of it.
I love
who's
my shade. I love my shade. I love RR Shade, and I love Jasmine Shade, and I also love the icon Tony Milan and Tony Revlon Shade.
I forgot about that. Oh no, man.
Both of the Tonys are very, very shady, honey.
Very.
And they know how to throw caddy shade without the girls knowing it, honey.
Exactly. And what Erin said, that's all the 80 babies.
Yes, honey. Hold on, y'all. We got another call. 347-985, you're live on the air. 347-985, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller is 646-995, you're live on the air. Excuse me, 678-995, you're live on the air.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with West Coast Father, Cage Con, fucking on this 17-year-old drag queen? He's supposed to be the royal father of a motherfucking house, and you see? What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Wait, hold on.
Father of the house.
The mom was laughing so hard. What did you say, baby?
I said, what the fuck is up with West Coast father, Cage Tom, sucking on this 17-year-old drag when you're supposed to be the overall father of the house, and here you are, leading by example, sucking on your children, unprotected, a 17-year-old minor, you're damn near 50. What the fuck is up with this? What is this thing coming to?
Oh, I don't know.
What are your views on that, Kelly, Divine, London?
How does the child feel about it?
Fuck the child. I mean, a child could be 16-year-old and think she wants sex, let her down the line, regretting it, you know. A grown man in a child head, period, it's a lose-lose situation. What are your opinions?
My opinion on the situation, I don't think anybody over the age of, I think I'm going to give it about 37 to 37 and up, I don't think anybody of that age should be with anyone less than the age of 25, because actually that person is still a child in their mind. They're not stable. And what does that person have to offer that person of that age caliber?
Exactly.
It's really
Donnie, it's, house leader.
It's really nothing.
Community.
It's really nothing.
In my opinion,
it's really nothing actually that they can actually sit down and have an intelligent conversation. I basically see that relationship being nothing about more than sex.
And let me tell you, I think that a lot of times that when grown men deal with younger people like that, they have to deal with somebody that doesn't know better and they can get over on mentally. You know, they can play games or they can run and they can dominate. You can dominate a 17-year-old because you have another 17 on him and you're smarter. You know what I mean? Or you have another 20 years on him or however old he may be, or even on any situation, not just speaking on that. It's usually when someone is the older person, of course, is going to have more control of the situation. And, yes, it is purely it usually is sexual because you have no mental – what's the mental connection? This person hasn't gone through half the things you've gone through and doesn't know half of the things you know. So how are you guys – you guys are not paired. You're not paired equally, honey. You're always going to have the advantage. So you just need someone that you can run and that you can manipulate. And, you know, it's very much easier to do that with a 17-year-old that's not secure, doesn't even into their adulthood or their mental adulthood or necessarily even physically. And, you know, my personal opinion is I don't want no motherfucking 17-year-old. I'm grown, and I like to do grown things. I'm not into teaching nobody to do shit. And I don't want no kid climbing on top of me trying to bunny hop or me or any of the sort. I don't like none of that shit. Young motherfuckers need to be with young motherfuckers and do what young motherfuckers do. Straight up.
Amen to that. And I'll leave y'all with this. He did it to Prodigy, he did it to McGlare, and now he did it to Khan. Don't fuck with like AIDS, he's infection.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to speak on Cage particularly, because
yesterday in a West Coast group when you posted that clip and said he had AIDS, honey. Let's not get it.
Okay, sweetheart, how much longer do you have to be on the line?
What I said is I'm not going to sit on here and talk about Cage because we have already amended that. That was yesterday. Today's another day. You know what I mean?
Right. You have a nice night, Divine. You have a nice night, baby. Go fuck that dyke.
Oh,
girl. Bring this tired-ass bitch up. Ain't nobody care about that. Everybody knows I fuck dykes. And what's that? There's nothing new.
Hold on. Everybody, welcome to the show, the legendary icon CEO and founder of the House of Couture. It's my sister, my ride or die Judy. It's Jasmine Couture.
Hi.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey.
How's everyone? I'm good. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hey, Divine. Hey, hey, London. I'm just spectating.
Well,
secretly, you know, I got a bone to pick, because every time I hear somebody come on and I hear they motherfucking music and shit, Kelly, I sent you my shit. What's the tea? I need my intro, bro.
You send me the music with it? Oh, my God, I gotta check with Divine. When I tell you, I can't even send out messages on Facebook or anything. I got to check my thing, because they spammed me. The girl, I got spammed, honey.
I gotta go
check my page.
Divine, sweetie, Divine, you're not a real hoes.
Oh, bitch,
but don't come
to
Divine, London.
If you want to get along on the radio, sweetheart, calm down. We've been getting along all the way up until this point. You better save your motherfucking reeds for them bitches out there. Don't do that to me, because I'll hang you.
Okay, I got this song right here. I see it in my thing. I'm going to send it over. I'm going to send it over.
Bye, London. So put that in your motherfucking pipe and smoke it. Arrogant English, bitch.
Why would you attack me? I just said you're not a real host. That's why you don't have...
Come on, I'm a co-host, bitch. Shut the
you know,
fuck up.
I was
ain't even
about
you
to ask that question.
Jasmine,
why
you
don't
get
you
this
have
home,
an intro?
No, I'll play these motherfucking games. I'll play with me, Landon, because I thought who you are. Turn your ass up, bitch.
Point to ask, why didn't you have an intro? But then I got an epiphany that you're not a real host.
I don't give a motherfuck about no bitch hear what they fake voice anyway, girl. Calm down. Be you.
Why are you getting so rowdy?
I can be you. You can't be you, running because you're out of the basket of you, bitch. You better shut up.
Can you speak?
Girl, no, you can't do nothing, bitch. Shut the fuck up. I can't do a motherfucking thing, London. Right, London, calm down.
I'm not doing it.
Down.
I'm not going all
I don't
I'm
give a fuck
hard.
What you are, bitch. I'm not addressing
it
to you all. You gotta get the fuck up off me, London.
Right.
London, I thought London.
Bye, Ryan.
London, I thought you was a fan of Divine. What's wrong?
I'm never a fan.
Bleh.
I thought she was a fan of me.
Girl, I'm not a fan. How can I be a fan of you,
listen,
bitch? I don't even
please.
Know what you look like or who you are. Fine, I know you could be a fat-ass, nasty bitch sitting there jacking off on this thing, girl. Don't play me. Fuck yourself.
Never. Never.
Okay, first of all,
well,
London, you need to calm down, sweetie, because at the end of the day, we are all on here hosting together, and for you to try to read a co-host that's on here with you by trying to make them seem, make your little statement
it,
that you just
no,
made.
No,
listen,
no,
listen,
not,
listen,
really
listen.
Not that
first
serious.
Of all,
it
let's
key
keep it
key
cute
key
because
not that
it has
serious,
nothing,
really.
At this point,
like,
it has nothing to
really.
Do with the fact that you're a radio host. It has something to do with you disrespecting the mother of my house, and I'm not going to have that because I never disrespect
and how,
you.
And how
so at the end of the day,
her?
London, keep it cute. Keep it cute because we're all on here trying to serve a purpose. Keep it cute.
No, no, how am I disrespect? I just don't get how did I disrespect you?
Because you didn't have
girl,
to make that
because Lena, you're not relevant
you
to me. When you reveal your real self, then I'll say, well,
I can make any comment any
you.
Way, anyhow I want to.
I don't give a fuck, bitch,
like,
and I can make them too, huh? And we'll make the whole show about me and you talking shit, bitch. It can do that.
And she's
we can do that,
huh? And that's your mother. And that's your Western mother.
I don't give a fuck.
Can you control your own sleep?
I don't give a fuck.
London, do me a
favor.
I don't care, endangered species. Seriously.
Do me a favor and stop.
Oh,
all the drama that's going on right now, we do not need to fight among each
well,
other.
Well, tell that girl to don't get bored and find somebody else to fuck with. I didn't say nothing to London. I'm just, enjoying myself
never,
on the show.
I
thought we were supposed to
be.
Oh, girl, bored. Whatever, London. And you're not even relevant to me. You're
London, do me a favor. Just stop for a minute. Seriously. You just
no,
said
if I
that
I'm not completely.
Stupid.
If
stop
I stop
stupid.
Now. If
oh,
I
London,
know,
oh, London, I don't care, London. Oh, London, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, London, okay? I don't care. I don't care.
No, you sound really, really bad. Don't do that.
No, I just...
London,
don't
okay, London, I'm going to mute you.
London's
no,
a tired bitch, honey, that's hiding behind a comical voice. Who cares?
Very, very funny, and I'm
very right.
It
is, isn't it?
Go along and play it.
Divine,
play tennis,
let,
right?
Let Jasmine start her segment. Let Jasmine start her segment. We'll deal
please,
with London
Jasmine.
Later.
Divine, I mean, London, please, do me that favor. Stop, seriously.
Have a nice it's, night, everyone.
Okay, bye.
All right, listen, all right. listen. It's enough going on. Enough going on within this ballroom scene that we just need to stop for a minute. All this back and forth is not making it better. It doesn't. You called me this afternoon. You left me a voicemail. On my way home, I heard a little bit about what you were talking about. Wow. Y'all just threw me off with that one.
No, just regroup. Go ahead. What it basically boiled down to is Milan put out a video, and he was basically trying to read you and Kelly because he was blocked, muted on the radio. So he figured instead of you guys muting him, he would just do his. He would say what he had to say by putting it on YouTube. And I just felt that, me personally, I just felt that, you know, he has a right to
voice his opinion, regardless if it's good, bad, or indifferent. But at the same token, you also have the right to voice your opinion, good, bad, or indifference. But we need to stop feeding in on the Milan syndrome, because the more you give him, the more he's going to feed back, and the more he's going to try to continue to keep his name on the tip of your tongue. So after tonight, I think we need to just let this die down and everybody get back to being adults. And I don't think you need to justify anything to anyone, Jasmine, but if you need to address
it. I'm not justifying anything.
If you need to address the issue because you feel disrespected, then you need to do so. Because of the fact that you're
disrespected. As far as being disrespected, let's be real. I'm going to be real about the situation. For me to hear the opinion of a person like Milan, a person in his status, his caliber, it means nothing to me. That's like a stranger in the street. He means nothing to me at all. So I don't care what he thinks about me. I don't care what he thinks about Kelly. And, you know, evidently I must be on his mind. Kelly must be on his mind for at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. You're posting videos of, you know, a video of yourself explaining, because evidently it got into your skin that much you had to explain, you know, your point or come across with everything that she said. That doesn't mean anything. That means that at 6 o'clock this morning you were thinking about me. You were thinking about Kelly. You know, at that time, people are usually going to sleep, getting up for work or whatever, and what were you doing? So that doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything to me. I really don't care about that. What I care about is the bandwagon that people, you know, want to jump on and, you know, go in for the attacks and all that stuff. And I say this all the time, and I'll say it again, is, you people, I'm not saying you people right here on the phone, but everyone in general right now, the majority of this ballroom scene right now is listening to this radio show. I pay for this radio show, and I get by being the subscriber to the show, I am able to look at the numbers. And I see the hundreds of people that are listening to this show, from chat rooms to not phone numbers. And it's been like that consistently for the past 3 years. And for everyone to say this little show and no one listens to it, or child, I just heard about it, best believe it shows me who is on the phone. It shows me who is listening from a computer. It shows me how many people call in, hang up, call back. It shows me how many people download each episode. It shows everything. And this show is the format and outlet of our ballroom scene as the voice. And for you people to sit here and always want to attack this show, you are glued to this show. Right now, Milan, I know you are listening to this show. And I know, Camaro, you are listening to the show. You two sat here this morning, and when you should have been in sleep getting ready to go to work or something, you sat there posting videos in the AM in all the groups just trying to get Milan's point across. For what? What point was it? I don't get that either. I don't understand that one. I guess they're trying to prove his innocence as far as him house snatching. Going to other houses, trying to pull members away, and all the rest of that stuff. So you're trying to prove a point in reference to that when everyone knows what you're doing. So it's not for Kelly to get on here reading. It's not for me to get on here reading. It's not for it to turn into a back and forth thing. Everyone knows what is going on. You just don't like that it was called out. But everyone knows. So it's not a surprise. I think Milan is very talented. I think Milan is very educated. I am very surprised at his actions over the course of the past few years. It just boggles me on how he is. But that is, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I'm not here to analyze him. I just distance myself. So anybody that has anything to say, you are irrelevant to me. I don't care. Your opinion doesn't matter. And if I allowed a queen to judge me and me take it personally or affect how I live or who I am, I would not be who I am today. Your opinion does not matter. Mine does. It matters to me. My opinion to me matters. My mother is dead. My father, I have no father. So I don't have family like that. So I don't sit here and listen to what people have to say. That my mother would have been the only one that I listened to. Me and her went back and forth when she was alive. So I have nothing. It doesn't change who I am. I still woke up today and had to work. I had to pay my bills. I had to go about my business, and I will continue to do that tomorrow. I care about my employees. I care about my business. I care about my structure. I care about my customers. Those are the things that I value. Those are the things, the people that pay my bills, put money in my pocket, my business growing, those are the things that matter to me. You cannot say the same thing about you. So it doesn't matter to me. Kamau's mugshot is posted all over Facebook, and it's a key to everyone. Milan is a sideline hoe. She's never really done anything. A few music videos, a commercial or two, and you've been an extra in certain things. I commend you for that, but baby, you are not nominated for a Grammy, an Oscar. So, I mean, you're really no one. The only problem that I have is the way you disrespect Santa Queen, the way you disrespect female figures, the way you disrespect, the way you sit here and the way you call people out and the things that you say. I think that is just completely a mess. But you know what? We all heard the stories. So it is expected because of what you did to your own family. It is expected. So, what can we say? He did it to his own family. What the fuck? Who the fuck are we? Who the fuck is Kelly? Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck is any of the all 12 other houses he's been in? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. So we don't have to hold on to the topic at all. It just really does not matter at all. But I will be careful because there are a lot of people that are Team Kelly. A lot of people that are Team Kelly. And she's also a femme queen. And the fact that a lot of people believe in the rights of femme queens and stand up for femme queens, just like ours stood up right now for Divine, there are going to be people that stand up for me, stand up for Kelly as well. You are a bitch queen. Eventually, it's going to get boresome. And it's not going to be tolerated. So, that's it. I'm not going to sit here and continue with it. Take some callers and change the topic. And thank you, RR, for the nice words. I'm glad you are a part of the show because you, of all people, do know my history. Not that it matters because I really don't care. But
I understand what you're saying, but that's the reason. That's the reason why I wanted to be a part of this show, just so kids can get a little clarity for those who don't know history of any kind, and they start listening to the newer generation water down the history. It's good to know someone.
I'll be honest with you. Earlier today, I asked the question. When I seen the video, I said, okay, wait. He's been in the ballroom scene for 16 years. I don't remember him 16 years ago, and the shade is I lived in New York and I moved to Chicago, and when I moved to Chicago in 99, I don't remember any balls going on in Chicago. So I had to call for clarity, you know, to clarify that, and they did tell me, oh, yeah, she was a little knot back then, walking like in Detroit, traveling in Atlanta,
always getting chopped and everything. But, no, it wasn't nothing going on in Chicago. Chicago didn't start popping until, like, 2001, 2002, and that was when I was pretty much gone. So I was like, okay, 16 years ago, bitch, I don't remember her from New York. I don't remember her from motherfucking Chicago. Who the fuck is this bitch? Because I don't remember her at all. But I was never one of those girls that hung around the little dirty knot anyway, so that's probably why I didn't know her.
So let me say this, in regards to banding, all this banding stuff, and you know my signature is lead by example, okay? And I stand by that slogan because of the simple fact that this is what we have to do for you, and I'm just saying this to you, for you to ban the whole entire House of Blahnik because of two people, I think that that's defeating the purpose of leading by example. If someone from that from that particular group comes on the show and they're being disrespectful, as soon as they start to be disrespectful, just mute them. But you're not giving the kids a forum that may want to come on and say something positive or hear something positive, you know, and be able to, react to it. You know, so I think it's something that you may want to reconsider because
and
the
you
whole
know what?
House
you know,
shouldn't
the
have
whole
to pay.
Thing with that is, I respect what you're saying, and you know what? I take it back. I do take it back. But, you know, it gets so frustrating when I hear, you know, oh, my whole house is not allowed to call, and I told my house not to call in, and, you know, the show is so negative, and the show is this, and the show is that. So and to avoid all that, don't call. Don't be a part of the show.
I think the kids should be allowed to call in. I just think that Beavis and Butthead shouldn't be allowed on the show.
No. Akon and Steel, I don't want on the show. But everybody else can call.
Akon is Steel.
Yeah, Akon and Steel, don't even call in. I don't even want you to be a part of it. Don't test Divine. And I love what Divine said in the beginning. She came on here with a statement and a message. I love you, Divine. I love what you stand for. I love that, and I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. I always have. And I think that, you know, help me understand this. You know, why I love you is because you know that over all these years that I've known you, and I've known you since, like, 93.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I ever had a problem, I would be able to call you up, and you would be telling me, Jasmine, you're having a fem queen moment. Jasmine, you're going through this. You're going through that. And I always value what you always had to say. I always valued what Andre used to always say to me. I always valued what Stewart, Tony Revlon, Tony Milan. I value those people so much. Everything that they say, I value so much. So you guys, I always accept when you guys tell me, no, Jasmine, no. And I listen. That always shows also that no matter what, I never feel that I am better than anyone. I've never, ever been that way. So you tell me, RR, my thing is, if you feel so negative about the show, don't be a part of it. Don't sit here and badger the show prior to the show. Pay $100 to be a part of the show and want to call in every fucking day to make your announcements about balls. And then now that the ball is over with, now you're attacking the show and on the bandwagon of all this stuff. That's completely dumb to me. So, no, don't call in either. But I always say this, and I said this to the Miseraris as well in the beginning, and I still feel this way too, that no matter what we are going through as leaders, I don't ever want the children to be affected by this.
And
so if there are
blonde
and all that stuff, children that want to still tune in to get that recap of a ball they were able to miss, to just get away for a minute and laugh and kiki with us,
you know, throughout the night, to be a part of a positive show that is either an interview of someone learning history or the state of emergency show that I just started, you guys are more than welcome to be a part of it. And it's not every Blahnik, because there are Blahniks out there that I do treasure, that I do have love for and respect for, Jamie, Temperance, a lot of them. There's, you know, a lot of them. And I don't. I apologize for what I said yesterday as far as the whole house of Blahnik, but the two baldhead bitches, yeah, y'all can stay the fuck off the show.
What I think is, too, and I'm glad that you did that, because at the end of the day, we can't allow the kids to suffer anymore for what the adults are going through, you know, because if you put it in a retrospect of a say two neighbors, your mother and another neighbor get into a fight, but then the kids, they still go outside and play the next day. You understand? The kids should not have to suffer for something that everybody's going through. And this is no disrespect to Jay, what I'm about to say, but Jay being the founder of the house of Blahnik, he really needs to step up to the plate when he sees that this is turning into more than just a little reading session, and it could definitely affect the outcome of how people look at his house that he's trying to build to a better standard. So if anything, he should be calling in and trying to rectify the situation on a mature level with some intellect and some tact, because the people that he's using as spokespersons, they're not using their intelligence to the degree of what they think they should. In other words, you can't take a high school diploma and try to act like you have a college degree.
And I want to address something that I want people to understand about me. And I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to clarify myself or give my resume out or anything like that. But I do need people to understand this. And I do know that there are many people who understand it, because I get the messages all the time. But I don't want anyone out there to ever misconstrue or mix up anything that Jasmine has done for this ballroom scene or within this ballroom scene as a form of trying to gain status or become well-known or become relevant in people's eyes. Baby, listen to me clearly. I am about making moves and making money. Learn my way. If you learn my way, it will be better for yourself. I was a ball walker at one time. Okay, I do give that to myself. I was a ball walker, and I was very creative. But I knew that the money was not in walking balls. The money was in being a promoter. That is why back in the mid-90s, I was the one who got with Frankie Paradise at the clubhouse on 23rd and started doing the mini balls at the clubhouse. I was the one who started doing that, and that was before I went out and became a businesswoman. This is what I knew I was going to do. People came to my house and always seen me on my little IBM ThinkPad and said, girl, you always in front of that damn laptop. I was the one who was creating flyers back then for the girls. I was always into graphics and creating things. I started giving balls back then, mini balls, that started being a trend of house balls, Aphrodites, Leviticuses, my name, Couture back then. I'm the one who started that. If you don't know any research, if you don't know any history, learn that. And then I realized that New York was too much for me, and I wasn't going to get anywhere, and I couldn't depend on little Wednesday nights to make a living. I couldn't depend on doing shows at Crash and Esquilita's to make a living, and I moved to Chicago and started my career. And then I came back. But when I came back, it wasn't about giving $5,000 here and $5,000 there, giving away money. It was about promoting myself, my name, and my collection. All the money that I gave to this community, I've made back so many times. I give a collections ball, and I'm guaranteed 750, 1,000 people in the building. Do your math. And this is what I give back to the people to change their lives for one night, for one week, for one month. This is what I have done. It has nothing to do with trying to gain any type of popularity. I am a promoter. I don't want to walk balls or anything like that. That's not in it for me. I'm more about giving people that night, that event, that grand prize. That is what makes me who I am, to be able to help change people's lives. So don't mix that up. That doesn't make any sense. That's stupid. She gives away money, da-da-da-da. Child, please, how am I going to give away fucking money that I work for? So do your math. It's only a dumb, stupid person that would believe in that. Do your math as far as that goes.
So at the end of the day,
Lundy, leave me alone, you turn ass bitch. Leave me the fuck alone, you tired ass bitch, Lundy. Get up off me.
And that's the next thing we gotta we can't.
London is still bothering you?
Yes, London is typing shit up on here.
You know what, Divine, I'm gonna be honest with you. London had hit me up this afternoon and sent me a message on Facebook, and I guess, you know, with everything that happened, they basically brought up that, you know, it seemed like you were kind of co-signing for Milan and you kind of stirred that up. But I explained to him that even with us as, you know, co-hosts, hosts, radio personalities, that, you know, sometimes we can't play the whole proper channel all the time. You know, sometimes it's good to see Nicole and Kelly go back and forth and, you know, so forth and so on. So it was, I don't think Divine, because I know you, I don't think that you would purposely get on and make the show, you know, all about attack Kelly, attack Jasmine. That's why I was so happy that she, without even saying anything to you, and I didn't bring it up to Kelly, I don't know if London sent Kelly a message, but that you came on and clarified that really quickly on your own. So I think that's
what
all that
said. No, that didn't have nothing to do with me like that. No, it was just that we were on the radio, and Milan was calling my phone because he knew that I was on, so he was trying to get me to click him in, and I was like, I can't do that. I can't click you in, but I could see if they want to call you or something. Like, you know, I can't just click you in, though. And, you know, it went from there. Like, when I tell you I got, like, 30 phone calls, like, back to back, every time I hung up and clicked back over to the show, I had to click back over because Milan was calling back because whatever Kelly was saying, he was so enraged, he wanted to get on right then and there. I mean, like I said, me and Milan are friends, so, I mean, I did try to accommodate him to the best that I could. I wasn't going to push and make it, you know. I could have clicked over and did a three-way, but that was too messy. I definitely wasn't going to do that, you know what I mean? But whatever.
London, if
you're listening, at the end of the day, I would have rather, at the end of the day, I don't like to see my two friends go at it. Any two people that I know personally, I don't like to see my friends go at it. I like to see other bitches get attacked, but I don't like my friends going at it.
Bitch, this shit is a fucking kiki.
What happened now?
Oh, no, I'm looking in a different chat room, sorry. Looking at the girls.
And she's a mess.
In a minute, because they talking shit. I gotta go to the bathroom. Honey, the girls are fucking key, honey.
More about this or about other stuff?
All about other stuff, honey.
I will say this. I don't think that Milan and Kamara got the feedback that they wanted. Because I noticed that in a lot of groups, people were taking the messages down, and a lot of people were commenting back, but commenting, you know, like it wasn't a key, you know. And I respect everyone for that because I think he took it out of character. I also know Milan. I can tell the person that he is how he can. I wish he would just learn how to talk without attacking. That is why he was kicked out of the Icon group, because he always was going back and forth and just not knowing how to conduct himself And when he got on that video this morning, he was a completely different person than he was on the radio last night. Yeah, I'm sure someone told him, make sure you make the video and don't go crazy and stuff, because he seems like he just don't know how to control his motherfucking temper.
I'm going to have to look at this video, because I didn't see it. I just seen that it was a video, and I already knew what it was, and I was like, oh, girl, I didn't want to look at it. But I guess, I'm going to have to get the juice. I didn't hear any, you know, I don't know what it was. I can only imagine what was being said.
The same old shit that they always say is what was being said. Who are you? What status did you, where did you come from? Who are you, Kelly? You look like this or you look like that. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, just all that same old drama.
Another thing is I really couldn't, like yesterday, that's why I really wasn't saying anything much about it. Like I said, Milan was upset with me because he felt like I'm his friend and I didn't defend him because we're in the room, and I didn't tell Kelly that he didn't post that, but I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. I was on a plane on my way home, so while all that transpired, I had never looked at it. I didn't look at Facebook. I was in the sky. So I couldn't look at it. I was recovering. Like, you know, I was doing my little chill. As soon as I walked in the door, I was like, let me get on the show because it's 9 o'clock and I've been, you know, I'm already behind an hour. So I was like, let me just get on. And that's when all that was going on. So I'm like, oh, God. Where did all this come from?
Yeah, he posted it, but it was taken down and he was taken out the room. That's why you ain't see it.
Okay.
What did the stuff stop lying so much, girl?
Well, Kelly, what did he post?
Oh, the D needs the wall. What happened at the ball in Ohio? Do anybody have the footage of what happened at the ball in Ohio? It's getting outrageous, and the girls need to be banned. And the only situation that happened in Ohio was me, so who else could you be talking about? But me! Because the situation that happened with Kool-Aid, it was washed over so fast that, you know, it wasn't really a situation. It was just, you know, them going, her going back and forth, added on the microphone. So that's the only situation you could have been talking about.
To my understanding, Milan was taken out of that room last week, like Thursday or Friday, so he couldn't have posted that in that room because that didn't take place until Saturday.
Oh,
so
well, I'm glad she's
out of
the room,
honey.
He
posted it in that icon room. Now, I don't know about any other room.
Thank God, honey. Hold on. We got some callers. 314-776, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I just want to give a shout-out to Biggie Smalls and Big Pun Couture. Y'all doing a really good job.
Thank you.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you,
really
my
appreciate
darling.
It. Thank
one of your
you.
Biggest fans.
Thank you, my darling.
Yes, ma'am.
Friends, we coming out with a new record, girl. Make sure you go cop it on iTunes.
Okay. And they're
that's
doing an album signing.
It's gonna be the bestseller, honey. Make sure you go cop it, honey. Bitch, yes, honey. Hold on, honey. Yes. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. We gotta. Wait, we. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm working. Hold on. Oh. Ronnie's here.
I now welcome you. The legendary, iconic overall father prodigy.
Rodney.
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, Rodney.
Hey.
Hey, guys. What's going on? R.R. Jasmine Divine. I thought I heard her.
Yes. Hold on, Rodney. We got two more callers. Hold on. Let me see what they got to say. 678-789. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Okay, my bad. I thought I had a... press 1 to come back down since I was going to address you and Jasmine about the whole House of Bonnie situation, but I did hear Jasmine apologize, and I addressed it pretty well. I don't think it's a house situation. Whatever's going on between y'all and Milan, I mean, I guess y'all hopefully y'all been going through that for years, so hopefully y'all know how to take care of that situation. But it just seemed like for the last month or so, there's been a lot of shots, a lot of towards the House of Lonic, and I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, that that's just not called for. So I know that people in the House of Lonic is getting fucking tired of you, so that's all I want to say. The apology, I accept it, and good day to y'all.
Wait, did they hang up?
No, he's still there.
Can I ask you a
question?
Wait,
did he hang up? Oh, yeah, he hung up. Oh,
okay. Well, what I was going to ask him was, you know, he's making it sound like it was Jasmine's and Kelly's fault that all of this is going down, but he also has to look at what part his house member is also playing in this to make the feedback come the way it came back. So I just think at the end of the day, there's three sides to every story. Theirs, his, and the truth. So let's just leave it alone and let it die out. Because at the end of the day, we could be up here all day trying to figure out, you know, who said what about what. And at the end of the day, it's really not about that. It's about us trying to move to the next level.
Mm. Hold on. We got another caller.
What?
13585. You're live on the air.
It's what you make it.
313-585, you're live on the air.
Oh, no, I'm just listening. I ain't mean to press one.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private
They're
caller?
Gone. They're gone.
They're gone.
Okay, back to us. They're gone.
So, Kelly?
Yes?
You have any more recaps that happened? Not recaps, but anything that happened that we need to know about other than what we've been talking about? Anything with the girls that's going on?
No, I don't know anything that's going on with the girls. I wish I did have some.
London?
I don't know any
there,
tea or
London
anything that's
there?
Going on. I've been very low-key today. I had a really bad migraine headache.
I have a little idea. You know the Vegas ball is coming up, and we got the at 1500, but that's firing at 1500 for open to all performance. So who do you think is going to take it? If you could say a particular person was going to come, who do you think is going to come and give a good show? All the girls that are all profiling right now. Well, I'm not saying who do you think. Who would you like to see come and battle for that 15? There we go.
Who would I like to see battle?
For the 15 for Sex Siren and then the 15 for Open to All Performance.
Well, for Open to All Performance, no shade, but I would love to see Andre come and turn the girls because not for nothing, unlike some of the real, what do they call them, the real?
The Master of Vogue.
Andre is a master 24/7, 365, and no one can take that away from him. That bitch gets it in. That's true.
Okay. I would like to see, honestly, I would love to see Marquise Revlon hit the West. I would love to see Ronaldo. And Cassandra, I think those would be some girls that'll stir that competition up because I already know the West Coast, they got a lot of voters out here right now. You know, you got Ballerina Scott out there doing her thing, Devani Chanel,
Chanel. Who's that?
Well, you got to come here to see her. Everybody's not going to bring the show to you.
I know that's right. Rodney, who do you pick? Who do you want to see? Feminine Destruction?
Divine said, and I also would like to see Prince slide through there.
Oh, my God, yes.
So am I hearing that the ban was lifted? I've been at work all day, but the way the caller was on the phone, the ban has been lifted. Jasmine?
From who?
The Blondie Gang.
Yeah, Jasmine lifted the ban. She said the kids and everybody else can call in. She just don't want Akon and Seal to call in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Huh?
Akon and Seal. Akon and Seal.
Who the hell?
You don't know who Seal is, Rodney?
No, I know who Seal is, the bar-head singer.
Yeah, and, you know, Miss Heidi Klum's husband.
Right. So who's Akon?
Akon, the rapper, that ugly,
hideous
rapper.
So I know who Akon is, but I'm trying to figure out which character would Akon be. Right.
No,
I got Seal. I got Seal, but I don't have Akon.
I know. Which one is Seal?
Maybe we should ask our girlfriend London to post some pictures in her little tea room of Akon and Seal. London, if you're listening, post some pictures of them two up for me.
London, why you, I need to be in that tea room, London. I know you would like to forgive me a little bit, but girl, you can put me in that room and stop being a fucking bitch. Fucking tired ass maggot.
Okay, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I just want to ask you a question, Kelly.
Oh, God. Why do you even take private callers?
The way that started, I already know, Kelly. They're going to come for you, girl.
Yeah, so let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Let him go. Let him go.
Hello? Question,
yeah.
Is Raven still with Baby Doll? And I want to say
God.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. You guys are talking about Open to All performance?
Yes.
Okay, so I would like to see Naomi in that mix or whatever.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be nice. Naomi's going to be in Canada, though, if I'm not correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think when I talk to her, she's going to be just leaving.
Naomi's leaving next week to go to Germany for a month.
Oh, that's what it is. It's Germany. I'm sorry. I thought it was Canada. My bad.
Okay, well, then, you know what? The person that I would like to see, because she pulls out a lot of tricks and stuff like that, I would love to see Deja in that mix, too, because she's nasty when she wants to be. So she can definitely...
I would like to see a lot more. I would love to see a lot more female figure performers come and turn it. You know, I mean, I love to see the Bush Queens, don't get me wrong, because they give you a nice stuff, but I just really want to see some hair slinging and tits swinging and, you know... I like
exactly.
that sometimes when the girls come out and get real dainty with it.
Exactly, definitely. So, yeah, I think that, you know, the female figures come out and walk, that should be hot. That category should be hot.
So
what do you think about Sex Siren for the
15? I'm sorry, say that
again. I said, what do you think about Sex Siren? It's for 1500 as well. What would you like to see? Give me one of each. One hot femme queen, one hot butch queen, and I guess I don't know. Butch queen and drags are available for that if that's what you want to do.
Oh gosh, I really don't look at Sex Siren. I like the femme queen performance, the Open to All performance. I don't really get into the Sex Siren or whatever, but you know, they each his own.
Well, I know that Milan. Definitely is going. Oh, Milan, sure, cut it out. I know that Milan's going to be showing up as well. He did say that, so that ought to be hot because Milan does. You know, he makes it a little hot for a Sex Siren. We can't, you know, even though this motherfucker does some dumb shit, my sister. But on top of that, and he does his little thing with his category right now. It's working.
Yeah, I want to see the rematch with Milan and Elliot. From Chicago, I want to see that.
Oh my God! Yes, ma'am.
They were going.
We're arguing that. Arden, you gonna come out? Let me be messy and stir that. Our ass.
Maybe.
What about you, Kelly? What do you think? Huh? What are your picks for the sex hour and for the performance? What do you think would be hot?
I don't even have no pics. I just want to see the girls come out, honey. I just want to see the girls come out, honey. And you know,
will there be any coutures debuting?
You know, we have to wait to see. We have to wait and see. Maybe
the sex siren is open to all. It's open to all sex siren.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to see Marquise Blahnik.
Marquise
gives me everything. For a trans man, it's over for Marquise.
That's my mom going to say me's piece. I can't even comment because you already know my history. But the trans man, I can't comment on that. I don't want to stir up nothing.
But I've lived for Marquise from day one. I've always lived for Marquise, and yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I saw Marquise at Rodney and James Ball, baby, it was everything. Everything. Trust and believe. Anyway.
Ciao, London. I'm going to hurt London. London, please call back into the show, please.
Yeah, girl, where you at? Don't, girl, she got a little attitude, honey. You the one that gave it to me, girl. Don't do that.
London is not coming back on, honey. London just sent me a message on Facebook, and she says she's not coming back on.
Oh, girl. Stop being like that. Let me get all on your page since you want to be funny, London. Let me go right to your shit.
We have another caller, 804-914. You're live on the air.
How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing fine, yourself?
Christian. Door baby's brother.
Excuse me?
This is Christian, door baby's brother.
Oh, Christian who?
Christian, I'm Quentin's brother too, the Butch.
What's up?
How you doing? I want to know, like, I've already heard Doll Baby's side of the story. I want to hear yours. Like, what's the beef? What's the problem?
There's no reason for you to be involved in it.
There is a reason, because that's my sister, and I'm asking you.
And I answered you.
Whatever. Just don't touch my sister, yeah?
And if I do, and when I do, no, not if I do, when I do.
Oh, girl, that's next, we don't want to keep it going on into that. That's redundant.
Baby, hold on, Devon, someone's back.
I'm coming every time you come around my London Bridge. Yes.
London.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes,
I'm
trying to rub it in.
It's the law. I just felt things, it was about to be the clash of the titans, you know?
Well, London, it doesn't have to be, honey. I like you. Let's just keep it cute. I'm already, and then they want to rub it in and play your theme song all over again. Isn't that what started this little chisel? Right. Now all over again. You brought that bitch back and played that motherfucker song.
Divine, do me a favor, because I know, Kelly, you're overwhelmed with her Facebook. Send me the info that you want for your commercial, and I'll make sure it's made.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, not commercial, your intro. I'm sorry.
Hello, Rodney.
Hey, London, how are you?
Lovely.
Also, you mad at me, Rodney? Are you mad at me, London Girl?
No.
Hold on, y'all. We got two more callers. Hold on.
I try my best not to get mad. I don't get mad.
Okay, yeah, so 899, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
London, did you reveal yourself last night?
No, sweetie, it wasn't last night. Go back to the future. Oh,
all right. Ciao, a fucking mess. Baby, a mess. Oh, my God. So, London, you're back now.
Yes.
So, London, were you listening to the question we were asking about the 1500 in Vegas?
No, I no longer wanted to hear your voice, so I completely...
Oh, girl, here you go again. I said, yeah, we're trying. We're trying to get past that. Are you going to start back up, bro? Come on now.
No, I'm just
so did y'all
okay,
speak into the hall at the same chair?
What?
Did you and Lana get into an altercation earlier in the show or something?
No, there was no altercation. It was screaming and yelling and yodeling.
Yeah, all that, right. I just blew her out because I didn't feel like hearing whatever she had to say, so I just talked over her, basically.
Oh.
She completely attacked me, and then she had her father there, so he attacked me as well. So we got double teamed and jumped, and you know, I felt like, you know.
Oh, okay. So it was very Barbara Walters and Walter Cronkite attacked Diane Sawyer night.
No,
it's like when you're walking down the street and you have two pit bulls and you get too close to the gate. Right.
No, it was more like Donkey Kong in the movie.
Don't start, girl. Don't do it. Don't do it, lady. You better start.
It was more like Donkey Kong in the little monkey.
Jasmine, get your own, girl. Jasmine, get your own, girl. Jasmine, get your own, girl.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stir. I wasn't trying to stir it back up. Sorry.
Y'all two are fucking key, honey, tonight, honey.
No, but it's really all love. It's all love.
Yeah, it's all love, London. I can't wait till I know who you are.
Why?
Divine, you say that. You say that like you know, like.
I just want to know what it is. Now I'm not gonna do nothing to you, girl. No, Shane. I just want to know who the fuck you are, girl. I just want to put a face with the boys. That's it. Don't take
okay,
it wrong, girl.
I'm
gonna say, well, next to you in the where was it? And what you call her? She had to be close to you when she took that picture of you.
I know, dirty bitch,
I'm going to have to bid you all a good night because I have to get up early in the morning.
Are you going to be on tomorrow for the anniversary show?
Yes, I would definitely be on tomorrow.
Oh, no, Ruby, you're going to leave me out here alone with her?
You can handle it, I'm sure. I love you, London.
Don't worry, I don't bite.
Oh, no, you don't. I think you're a sweetheart. But you know how lioness protect over their babies. That's all it is.
I know.
Everybody
but
have a great evening. And Jasmine and Kelly, just remember, they can't take it. So let them just deal with it. Don't fall into the trap of becoming a part of somebody else's madness when they want to go insane. All you need to do is hold a straitjacket and put it on them.
Thank you. That's why you're the voice of reason.
Everybody have a good evening. Good night.
Good night. So let's change the whole topic around and everything like that. What is coming up in the next couple of weeks, Kelly, as far as the next couple of balls?
Well, I don't know. It's so many.
Oh,
we got another caller, though. 415-564, you're live on the air.
Hey, what it do? This is West Coast Father Valentino. I'm calling to give the West Coast 18s, you feel me?
What's going on, sir?
What's up with y'all?
Y'all
got the whole Divine down. She been being good, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't be getting her all hyped up like that.
I know,
yes, I have been good.
Chain her down.
We're supposed to be a team over here. This girl keeps jab-side jabbing at me.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, yeah, the Valentino's been stepping up to the scene, making it hot. I want to give a shout-out to my fam. And, you know, I'm loving this new look you got going, Divine. You know what I'm saying? Make you want to take a bite out of crime on that ass.
Nope, she doesn't do your kind.
You don't know what she do, Miss Lana. Come on now, baby. Don't come at me like that. You feel me? We going to be cordial,
no,
me and you. You feel me? You don't know. You don't even know me like that. Buddha be saying what she don't do about me.
No, she
you don't know. Divine could be in love with me. You feel me?
Well, let's start an old trend since it's the anniversary show. Let's play the matchmaking game. Divine, are you in love with him?
Honey, obviously not. I don't even know who is that, Lee.
I ain't saying you in love with me. I'm just saying, you know, she's saying you don't do my kind, and she don't know what, nothing about me, you feel me? So we ain't going to start like that,
but
you know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Frisco. I'm representing the Bay, you feel me? And I ain't coming at you foul, so don't come at me foul.
It wasn't foul. I just said she doesn't do your kind like she doesn't do butch queens, you know?
You don't know what I am, boo. You speaking up on something. You trying to be catty with that, you know, that voice you probably learned from somewhere or whatever. So don't come at me like that. You feel me?
Oh, here we go.
London is so misunderstood.
Very. I don't attack anyone. I just said she doesn't do. Obviously,
what did you say? What do you know about me to say what my kind
like
is,
that.
Baby?
So
baby girl.
You're a butch queen. Do you understand?
Okay, so what do you obviously know about me to say some old shit like that? I'm a motherfucking gangster nigga that do what the fuck he want to do. You feel me? I do what I want, not what I can. And that butch queen and all that old shit, whatever, that's a label for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with who I want to fuck with, and whoever want to fuck with me. Don't label me as shit, you feel me? We just having a conversation. If Divine want to fuck with me, she going to fuck with me.
But she doesn't know you.
You don't know what Divine know. I met Divine on her birthday 3 years ago, boo. You if you want to know some information, ask a question. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that old other ignorant ass shit.
So mad. Why do you have to be mad with me?
I'm just getting my point across, boo. You feel me? You think it's being mad because you're laying there sipping on a cup of tea. I'm smoking on the blunt. I'm just feeling myself while I'm talking to you, but I don't want you to be disrespectful, so I don't have to be disrespectful because I've been trying to be good, like Divine just starting to be.
Okay, and I don't want to be disrespectful, and I haven't gotten disrespectful. And, yeah.
Well, you could ride a fine line, so I just wanted to stop you before you went too far, boo. But y'all have a good evening. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Father.
I never go a straight line.
The next caller is...
Why is everybody attacking London?
The next caller is 240-438. You're live on the air.
Oh, no, my bad. I'm just listening.
Thank you for just listening.
It must really be hard, like, hiding in the closet since you're the straight nigga from the Bay, you know?
Oh, my God.
What? OMG, honey.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
What happened now?
Oh, nothing. I was just saying, oh, my God.
Rodney.
Oh, somebody hit me up and they said Father Valentino is a butch.
Father Valentino is not a damn butch. That's Lee Renfro Valentino from Facebook.
I don't know, honey. I just only said what somebody said on, you know.
He's cool, though. He's a cool guy. That's like one of our little friends. You know what? And it's like, I don't know. This is hitting my box. I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
Where's Rodney?
All this bad air, we need to get it popping. So let's get a love connection going. Since everybody's talking about hooking some shit up, springtime's coming. Girls want to get, you know, spring's first, then summer. Getting the weather's going to warm up. Girls want to get a little loose, you know.
Nicola, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I love Divine. Hi, Divine.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. You know who this is, girl?
No, who is it?
Girl, it's Nicole. Hi.
Oh, hey, Ma. How are you?
Fabulous, girl. Off work, at home, listening to you get these people together. How's everyone?
Hi. Good. Oh, my God, so you're enjoying the show?
Girl, well, you know, it's giving me a little something, girl.
So do you have any hot battles that you want to see in Vegas?
I just want to see naked boys, that's all.
Anyone in particular?
You know, I mean, you know, I'm not picky, you know, as long as they work out, I'm good.
So, and if Nicole, anyone needs to be... you want Richmond and Drag Realness, correct?
Yes.
Is there any particular girl that you want to see at the back of the runway in Vegas?
I'm sure they don't want it. I want to see everybody. I want to battle everyone. I'm ready. Always.
That's the spirit. I love it.
You know, I just do what I can when I can. That's it, you know. And if any of the boys need to be rubbed down beforehand, I got them.
You want to help fluff, but you want to help the sex out of the fluffer?
Yes, you know, get them ready and things. Rub some oils on them or something. I'm sure they won't mind.
Oh, who is Shady Lady 06? Because she wants TJ to be her boo for springtime.
Oh, my.
Oh, wait a minute. Skinny long dick top. TJ, you're a skinny long dick top? My.
Who has a top? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, with a skinny long one, that sounds painful. And a lot of
I don't know if I want to be skinny or long.
No, I think a medium thick one. Oh, no, TJ said thick and long. All right, TJ.
That's too much. No, they need to be medium and thick, not too long. I can't be dealing with pain.
Yeah,
I'm a dainty
really
girl.
I'm not a length girl. I'm more of a girth girl.
Yeah, I'm not a size queen either, honey. As long as it feels good.
I like that.
As long as they know what to do with it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Nicole.
No problem.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, Lordy, 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 Lordy.
Yeah.
What you got to say, London? Hold on, we have a caller. Oh, no, they're gone now. Okay. Yeah. What you got to say, London?
No, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you for what?
For that conversation to be over with.
Shit.
Oh, girl, here you go. Do you have something better that you want to discuss, London?
No, Divine.
Y'all two is a class motherfucking act, bitch.
I was not talking to you, honey.
London, quite that she throws those. I like your shade too. I want to add you to my list, London, because you throws it out there, girl.
Well, thank you.
And so, speaking of shade, who are your favorite three? What are your when you think of shade, who are your top three girls that throw shade, London?
Icon, London Bridge.
Oh, God, that call is 5:05. You're live on the air.
Hi, how is everyone doing tonight?
Fine.
Lovely.
Kelly, this is directed to you. I know that you had your nose done, and I've been noticing that you've been sitting lately, but unfortunately, Ballroom Throwbacks does put a lot of unflattering photos up there. I was wondering when you were going to get some laser hair removal because that stubble is giving Bonnie rubble.
The same time when your mother go get some.
Well, bitch, She's here and carefree. I'm like, you, you fat turd.
Are you getting your life? Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, they just love to come on and bash you on your own show.
I love it, though, honey. I get my life.
But
I get my life from it, honey.
They never say much. They never say much. But just
hold on. We got another caller. 760-243. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is BJ from Cali.
What's up, baby?
Nothing much. Just called in. Say I was listening in London. Stop the attitude, London. You're real nice. Be nice.
I never have an attitude.
Be nice. Don't be like that. Hello?
I'm always nice. I never get out of character. I never yell, scream, or anything like that.
I just like listening to the show, just saying hi to y'all. What's up, Divine? It's BJ.
Hi. Oh, yes, Poison!
For real?
Hi, Poison.
No, y'all have a good night. I was just listening, saying hi.
But that's listening.
All right.
The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you live over there.
Hello?
Yes.
Yesterday you made a comment about sex.
The next caller is 857-334. You live on the air.
Just listening.
The next caller is a private caller. You live on the air.
Hi, I'm back again. I have a question for Divine. Yes. Like, who are your top like judges that you would have on your judges panel or whatever? Your main judges.
I like a variety of judges. I like to throw people up there that I know get a little, you know, like get a little unpredictable, and I like to throw a couple of people in there that might have a grudge or two, so you get a little mixture. And I always like to have, like, to me, honestly, I love to have 11 judges or more because I really don't like, you know, for four girlfriends to be able to get together and turn my panel.
Right.
So in retrospect to that, I love having Icon RR on the panel. I love seeing Tony on the panel. I love Kelly. I love her shade. Tanaya, definitely. Rodney, Tony Milan. Oh my God, I can go on. If from California, I like to see my sis, Arnold, Allure, most definitely. And definitely Dita, one of the founders of the West Coast, Dita Mizrahi. I love to see her on the panel as well. I'm trying to think. Oh, and my mother, Shay, because she talks so much shit and she cuts up. Shay Ebony. It's a hilarious, you know, it's always comical. It's good for me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And Kelly, like, I mean, like, sometimes I don't see how you do it when these girls call in and they just call in just to say crazy, stupid stuff to you. Like, I mean, I know sometimes that works on your nerves, right?
It doesn't work on my nerves because you know what? Bitches have to sit behind a phone number or bitches have to sit on the internet and say things. A bitch won't dare say a shit in my motherfucking face. Okay, I respect the bitch if you say it in my face. But
right.
these bitches have to sit on the phone line and do it because they punk bitches. They can't see me.
Right.
Another thing is that the girls can't take about me. One thing about me in all my 16 years, I ain't never been an escort. I never sell my ass. I would never degrade myself in that way. And that's what these girls have to stoop to. And so this is the time of night that they're up waiting for their clients to call. And so the clients ain't calling, so they want to call in here to the show and make an ass out of themselves.
Exactly.
Oh, somebody just hit my box and said they want to see Duke Mizrahi battle Neil Chanel for realness. That's a hot one.
This is definitely a hot battle.
Yes, I would love to see that as well. I know they won't be there. I hope they grace us with their presence on the runway.
I can't wait to get to L.A., honey. Oh, my God.
I think Duke and Neil would be definitely a hot battle. I wish I could see Duke more often, you know, on the East Coast.
or if I can travel to the West Coast and see him often, I love to.
Jasmine, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's up?
Jasmine?
Yes?
I hope this is not, I hope I'm not out of line asking this question, but is Nicole still a host, or what happened?
Of course Nicole's a host. Nicole will always be a part of this family. Nicole right now is taking a break by her own means. She has to take a break, and she did it the right way, you know, where it didn't conflict. I want people to understand something. Kelly, you know, Kelly does an amazing job with your show, but over the past couple of years, sometimes Kelly doesn't like to be alone on the show, you know,
right.
And Nicole has always been that person to be a part of the show, to help Nicole, I mean, to help Kelly when it comes, you know, time for calls, when things get a little draining, like tonight, and things of that sort. That's also a good thing that Divine does. You know, anybody to take their time and be a part of the show, they're all appreciated. But Nicole did tell me and Kelly that I need a break. I got to, you know, take care of things within myself. And that's what she wanted. You know, she was becoming overwhelmed, you know, little things like that. So she asked to take a break. And, of course, she'll always be a part of this.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Because I was just wondering, because I didn't hear her for some time on the show. So, you know.
She was on the show last night.
Hold on.
Yeah, Nicole has been here.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Carla. How are you? Hi, Kel. Hi, Divine. London. Jasmine. What's to see?
Hi,
Carla. I was saying I'm always in the air. Just some foolery I will not put up with. But I am deciding to take a break. This is really fun to me. I have a purpose and a mission, and I will complete it in my part of the show. I think of the show like The View, and it will always be three original casts. Everybody will come and go and this, this, and that. And Rodney, to me, is like the Whoopi Goldberg that just came and just took it all, you know, like that. So I'm going to always be here, and that's that. And Jasmine and Kelly knows that because we are sisters and we just goes at it about the show. So, you know.
I mean, all the time, even when Nicole has been on her break, when Kelly gets out of line, Nicole will send over a message on Facebook, call her up. When I'm going a certain way, she'll text me or call me or send me a message on Facebook, girl, calm down. Girl, don't allow that. Girl, do this, do that. Nicole is always here. You may not hear her voice all the time, but she is always here.
It's my show, too, and my Wednesday, and my platform, and congratulations to you, London, and your days, and all the days that you are on the show. This is your show as well.
Thank you.
London, are you okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, Indy, hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 313.
I'm always okay, sweetie.
313-289, live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. Hello?
Ooh.
Hello?
Hello?
I guess not.
Ooh.
Honey, I guess not, honey. We got 19 minutes left to the show. There will be no extra hour tonight. I need to go to bed because I have a migraine headache, honey.
I'm sure you do.
And I need to go to bed, baby, because, oh, Lord, oh, my God. Honey. I'm going to lay down, and I'm going to wait for my phone call from the West Coast. Honey.
Well, what phone call you finna get?
I'm waiting for a phone call from the West Coast, and when I get my phone call, I will be back up. I'll be up out my bed, and I'll be all on Facebook.
Oh, shout out to the West Coast Davis on the phone today.
Thank you.
Yes, honey.
No, oh, my God, yes.
Tomorrow night is definitely the end.
You were saying something, Divine?
Yes, I'm going to say, girl, you came in with your intro plan. So every time I hear somebody intro, I'm going to start talking about how I don't have one.
Everybody is good at calling to the show. I see that what Jasmine is doing and what Kelly is doing, and I'm sure Tony will have an intro. And I think everybody, being that everybody's getting an intro, that everybody should have a intro that calls into the show. As we should give Keisha an intro to Jasmine. That would be very appropriate. She always has an opinion, and she always speaks and stuff. So we should give everybody that basically called the show, because everybody wants to be a part of Tins and Chops. Everybody wants to be.
We love it.
So everybody wants to be a part of Ten Shop. It's negative, fat bitch, no resume, black tall, big feet, la la la. You from the Tea Party. Everybody wants to be fake Father Ronnie. You know, everybody wants to be a part of the Ten to Chop. So I think that, you know, other than Rodney, myself in London, and Jasmine and Kelly, that maybe everybody else should just get intros too. And, you know, so that everybody will feel comfortable when they come on the show as well.
Okay, so this is my question, because I just got a text too. Not question, because I already know the answer to this, but we want to make it clear for the public. Because they said that people seem to think that there's a confrontation going on between you and myself, Nicole. Would you like to reiterate on that?
The confrontation, no, because I am real and I'm going to speak as a real person. You and I, Nicole and Divine, doesn't have a personal confrontation. I don't have any intimate and personal feelings about you. I don't, you know, sit around and, you know, talk, and that's not like that. When it comes to the show, I think there's going to be a confrontation. It's like The View for me and all the things that I has, like Kelly and Jasmine, that I have brought to the show, and then London brought her own thing. And for me, and I'm going to keep it funky, for me, you're bringing me. You're not bringing a whole something to the show. You're basically following up on all the things that I've been doing in the past 3 years on the show. So as a show personality, let's clarify it. So as a show personality, like Jasmine stated earlier, when me and Kelly go at it and she'll pick with me to, you know, to get me to go off and start giving my opinion or whatever, that may work. Is it personal? Do I have a personal problem? And I don't want a personal problem. It's not very that. But as far as this show go, for everybody that's listening, Nicole is not going anywhere. Jasmine and Kelly would literally have to take it from me. And they know I would cause so much work because we're from the same school. So you know how that go. But as far as the show, I'm not going to sit here and say that your presentation and your being here is always so enchanting to me. I actually sit back like, oh my God, you know. So no, but there's no personal problem between you and I. But I'll show my show when we're on the show and stuff. Yeah, and you know, people rouse it up like that, Divine. So I'm gonna keep it going like that, because you know they always call me on the phone and you gotta hear Divine. You know, that's what the girls do, because not that they're being picky, because I don't take it like that. It's just the way this shit goes. And I was on the show, and I'm always on the show, and now you know the next black girl's on the show. You're real, you're outspoken, so of course they're going to pick a battle, you know, between that and everything. And for me, for the show, that's what's up, because that's what we do on the show.
Wow, but then, I mean, in so many words, because you just said that I'm a duplication of you. I don't agree with that. I think that we do bring different things. I think we bring it in different mannerisms, and that's just like The View. There can be more than one black hood chick on here. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I enjoyed the show. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the show, and I have fun and everything, and I'm not here to try to take your place or replace it, because I couldn't even do so. I mean, I really don't have the energy of the time to. I'm trying my best to get into it and be on time and do the
No,
things.
You're very into it. No, you're very into it. You're very into it. You land and get into it. Like, you into it. You very, very into it. And
but
that's anywhere you go, Devon, so it's not Shay. Anywhere you go, but you come down, you on the show. And it's cool.
I'm at a function. I'm going to recap it, Nicole, correct? If I just
no, I mean, but we have, for me, just
so
for nothing, we have a recap person. That's Kelly's job, is to recap. Rodney's job, that's their recap. London is doing the recap from the truth, and I'm just the positive thing.
Nicole, so now I am feeling some type of way. I see that you don't want me here.
Misinterpreting me. You're misinterpreting me, because I didn't say I don't want you here. I said as far as the show, when you said, is there any friction? I just gave you my personal opinion and how I felt. You being here is not a problem because I can't be replaced. And what God got for me, God got for me. And what I can do, I can do. And what Kelly can do, she can do. And I may not can do like her, and she can help me. And the same thing with Jasmine, when I be communicating with her, she has things that help me along. So, no, it's not like that. And I'm telling you and the whole world right now, if y'all make it shame on you, you will get red. But this is for the show, Devon. You know, like, we're on the show. You're coming to a platform where I was at, and you're just this, you know, you can be both sides, like myself, and, you know, we both stand for the same thing as far as our figure in ballroom. And, you know, we just have a lot in common that will put people to believe, put us up against each other. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, no, Devon, yes, Kelly, I want them to get intros and everybody to get, no, I'm not going to say that because that's not how I feel.
Oh, I just love you. This is quite interesting. I never knew you felt that way, but I can take it. It's great.
No, but it's not. I felt anyway. See, that's what this misinterprets. Now, first of all, I'm glad it's being done now because the anniversary is tomorrow, and I heard all the people and stuff and that. And, you know, I'm going to always think a little bit different. Jasmine will get it together with me, and we'll go back and forth, and she break it. She has to do that's what she could do. And it's not personal, Devon, and I don't want you to think, but as far as this show, my show, me on the show, you come through and you do what you do. But I think a lot of people come do and they sit and they try to build their thing, but then everybody is not as loyal to the show, for i.e. the next 10 minutes. Y'all were talking about the clip. That clip on my wall was erased. Bottom line, that's it. And I wrote back in the clip, now I'm going to be real because I am a real person, what I was told from several people, that you did see the clip and that you were in the room, I believe, i.e. the rooms that Nicole does not want to be a part of, Juicy Room or something with the juice.
I had already said that. Yes, I didn't see the clip. I saw the posting and I went immediately under it and said something about the posting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I just heard, but when I went under the post,
I didn't see it, sweetheart. I didn't see it. I wasn't interested in seeing it.
Okay. Well, I wanted to be interested. I wanted to see it because I wanted to see exactly what he's giving. And I understood Malone's reasons in giving it, but I guess one stab don't help another. And because him feeling like he's not didn't have an open way to speak for that purpose, I can say I understood that. But it looked like that he really wasn't even into it. Then he's when you reading it, you going off. He was like, you know, and it really looked like it wasn't giving all of that when you fueled up to do something as such, make a YouTube clip about somebody and bashing them. But that's just my opinion on that. Malone is my brother. I care about it deeply. I didn't think one sword deserved another because Kim and Kelly has been going through this, and this has been an ongoing problem, and it just didn't just happen with Blahnik. And that's what people know about being on this show and the history of this show. So it didn't happen just with Blahnik. So Kelly's not attacking Blahnik, and she's not. It's just he's a part of Blahnik, but it didn't happen from that.
Oh, wait, hold on, y'all. Yeah. We got two callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes,
I have a question for Devon.
Okay.
Divine, other than yourself.
You got to ask the callers, and I like for you to answer me to answer.
No, don't get catty. Don't get tacky with it, Divine, because then I'm going to start being catty. I just, because we had a nice conversation. Don't do that. Go ahead, caller. Ask Divine what she likes. She's here. I'll be back at the end of the month. That's not, no. Go ahead. Do what you do.
Divine, other than yourself, can you name three other beat mothers from the West Coast?
Say that again. Somebody play something through
your... Other than yourself, who do you feel that are the three top mothers in the West Coast?
Right now? The three top mothers in the West Coast. I would say as far as what? As far as just look or actually getting out here and doing something, putting their kids together and bringing a message.
I think you could say looks-wise, and then you could say bringing their kids and doing things to do as a mother.
Okay, well, I would say the top three as far as really getting their kids out there and doing their thing right now, my number one would be, of course, my daughter, Siva Escada.
Next would be my sister, Lovely. She's out there doing her thing. Her kids are definitely out here on the circuit. They have House of the Year. They've been doing their damn thing. And lastly, I would say, I would have to say probably, it's going back and forth, but it's a cross between Shay Ebony and Keeva Khan, because kind of, they're kind of open and active, but they're really good to see when you do see them.
Okay.
Is that it, Carla?
No, and then I was asking her looks-wise, like, who does she feel other than herself as, like, the most, like, realist-looking mother, the most deep mother, the mother that deserves it, in terms of our category.
Okay, well, you just said three different things. I think the realest mother out here beside myself would have to be Shay Ebony. I think the mother that turns their category consistently and does that thing would be Siva Escada.
That's all. That's all. I was calling to ask. Just to get some
Thank
input.
You, Carla. And Nicole, what you talking about? You gonna be here at the end of the month? You gonna be here tomorrow, bro?
No, I'll be. No, but I'm talking about as far as me and my platform, and not everybody.
Oh.
I'm
calling
in on your shit too. I'm gonna be right on
y'all.
Know
that's
show.
Right, bitch. I know that's right. That's what
yeah,
it's all in fun.
Theme music.
I just want to let everybody know, we got like 6 minutes left to the show. I just want to let everybody know that tomorrow night is definitely the anniversary show. We will all definitely be live on the air tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. We will have Tom the motherfucking Blumenthal will definitely be here tomorrow. Rhonda Jenkins will be here tomorrow. I'll be here. Nicole will be here. Devon will be here. Rodney will be here. London's going to be here. Bitch RR's going to be here. It's going to be a nice show, honey. It is 3 years in the making of Tens or Motherfucking Chop. Co-hosts have came. Co-hosts have came, and they have gone, and bitch, and we are still here. 5 of the shows in ballroom history have came, and they have failed. But at the end of the day, Tens of Chops is still here. We are the #1 station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom at any time, honey. So you girls, I want y'all girls to go through the archives of the show, and I want y'all to, you know, get some memories of the show. What was your favorite show? Who was your favorite guest? And all types of things for tomorrow, so we can just have a blast here and Kiki and everything, because I know there's going to be a Kiki between Rhonda and Miss London tomorrow night, honey. It's going to be fun, honey. I know it is. It's definitely going to be a blast, honey. London, I can't wait to hear you and Miss Rhonda together on the phone.
She's my mother.
God.
Oh, that's your mother?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that should be cute and interesting tomorrow, honey, baby. Baby, I'm really gagging, honey. It's been 3 years. Bitch, 3 years.
It really
I'm gagging.
I remember when it first started, a long time ago. It was right after. It's okay, so when we're counting the 3 years, we're counting the 3 years started after it originated with, I forgot his name. He's been gone. Tim, is it Tim?
Tom. It was with Tom. Actually, the show,
we were doing
the show for like 3 months prior to tomorrow. We was doing the show 3 months prior to that, to tomorrow's date, but we was using Tom's number. But it's been 3 years with this number. It's actually been 3 years and 4 months, but it's been 3 years with this one particular number.
I remember when it first started, we used to get on Tom Blumenthal, that was his name, we used to get on Tom Blumenthal's show with Andre and you and who else?
It was me and Andre. It started out with me and Andre, and Andre was the host, and I was the co-host. Andre fell off, and then it was me, Andre, and then Jennifer came along. Andre fell off. Then it was me and Jennifer, and then Nicole came on, and it just branched from there. And then Rodney came on. Then London came on.
No, you're
on,
saying
it.
You're saying it wrong.
On, it just,
you're saying it wrong. It started out with her and Andre. Maybe me and Jennifer both would be calling in. Jennifer gained the platform first. Then it was Andre in the Charlie's Angels. Then Andre dropped off. Kelly became the host, and it was me and Kelly, because at the time Jennifer also and Kelly started going through it. So Jennifer would be coming on, but it would be me and Kelly, and then all the other hosts came along after.
Yes, but we're definitely gonna have fun. We're definitely gonna have a moment of silence and a little tribute to Jennifer tomorrow. And everything is gonna be really, it's gonna be a really cute and interesting show tomorrow night. And y'all know how I hate to be on the show on Wednesday night, honey. But I'm definitely gonna be here. We're going to Rock Socket, and we're definitely going to have.
What you said about intro?
Intro. I bet we should play Jennifer's intro. Do you guys?
Yeah, that would be fab. Yes, that would be fab.
I would have to dig that up out of the box, honey, and upload it back up to the show. But we're definitely gonna have that.
Jasmine got so much work on her hands.
And everything, honey. Hold on, we got one more call before we get out of here. Private.
I said you got so much work on your hands.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question for everyone. Jasmine, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, but this question is for everybody. But I would like you to answer this first. Do you think that, and this is pertaining to Whitney Houston, do you think that Bobby Brown, her ex-husband, was slighted when it came to actually being there at the funeral? Or...
My personal opinion on that, I think that he should have been able to be there and speak or do whatever. I don't think that he, you know, I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if it really has come out on exactly what happened or what took place. But I will say this, no one knows their relationship better than them two. And no matter what we all go through with other individuals, what the public may see or witness or blame or point fingers at, you never know what a person is going through with that one individual. So, of course, her relationship with him and maybe some their love and what they shared, I think that, you know, no one really knows that except them, and he should have been a part of that. That's just how I feel.
Everyone knows that if it wasn't for Bob, Whitney wouldn't have been on drugs for that.
I disagree.
That person is an adult, and no matter, you can't, it's like personally me, I'm not going to allow someone to come in. What I may try to do is help them get off of their habit or whatever they're doing, but if I love who I am and love myself that much, I'm not going to allow someone to tear me down. But love is crazy. Love is blind. Love causes you to do crazy things. So, you never know. You never know. If her love is that strong with Bobby and it caused her to do the things that she did, or she played a part of it, or she joined the club or whatever, again, their love must have been that strong that, again, he should have been a part of that.
He definitely should have. And, Kelly, what's your take on it?
My take on the situation is, because you know I'm a news fanatic and I watch everything that comes on the news. Bobby Brown was allowed to come to the funeral with three people, and that's what Whitney's mother offered him. He came to the funeral with himself and eight other people. They did not have room for all those other people, and so they asked him for the rest of the people to leave. And he wanted to make a scene, and so they escorted him out of the church, okay? I would have said, if I was him, I would have paid my respects. I would have had my people go wait outside in the car, and I would have sat there, and I would have paid my respects to my wife or my loved one and not need all those people around.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, yeah. You know, someone in that caliber, you know, I know that there was a wake the prior night. I don't know if he was a part of the wake.
It was shade on Bobby from the door, though. You know, I think they walked in it with shade on him. So my answer to your question is yes. I think he was very slighted, because the facts are that she loved him. And the fact is she was married to him. And the fact is they have an 18-year-old daughter, and Whitney is allowed to make her own decisions. And that's who she married. And she has made it clear in her history that she's no good girl, and that she's from East Biggest Farm is Newark. And Miss Biggest Bitch, and when you listen to anybody talk about her, you don't feel it, like, feel her, like, yes, bitch. Like, she was bitch, even with the way she talked, the things that she did. So to say Barbie did it is wrong. Maybe played the part in it, but I guess that was because they were a part of each other.
Yeah.
Divine?
Yes.
What's your take on it?
I think that, you know, following the thing, I think that it was disrespectful of Bobby to bring those eight people. I think he should have just went ahead and brought three people like he was asked to do. I mean, out of respect for family, he was allowed to come and he was allowed to bring three people. Why would you bring eight? It doesn't
right.
even carry, you don't even need that many people to carry you out if you fell out. So it was like, what was the whole use? And given your history and known behavior of you and your entourages, why would she want eight of you in there with all these respected?
But Kelly, was it really eight people? I thought it was him and his three kids.
No, it was eight people. It was eight people. He came there with eight people. They talked about it on CNN. He came there with eight people and Whitney mother allowed told him he can bring three people, and he came there with eight people. It was no seating for those people, and he felt some type of way because there was no seating for them.
All right, really quickly, Kelly, I know that you said you got a headache and you want to go, but right now we still have 46 callers in the chat room, and we have about 73 callers online. And I did want to talk about something. On the phone lines, I did want to bring up something because that caller brought up a good topic that, you know, is in current events and stuff, and I love current events. So, Kelly, if you don't mind or if you need me to just take over, whatever, it's up to you, I would love if you stay. But I want to ask the callers and people in the chat room as well as everybody on the line, what do you guys personally feel about Rihanna and Chris Brown and their new song and what the media is making out of it. What do you guys think about that?
Can I answer that?
Sure, yeah, you first, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Well, from the gate, I will say this. They never stopped seeing each other. I believe that. And for them to turn around, they probably were sneaking around and they couldn't sneak no more. The media found out that they were actually still seeing each other because, I mean, they were together for a minute before that incident happened. And a lot of people blame Chris Brown because he put his hands on her. But we don't know the dynamics of their relationship. We don't know how nasty her mouth was. We don't know she put her hands on him. What really caused him to put his hands on her? Understand what I'm saying to you? So, we don't know exactly what went down. It was wrong for him to give her a black eye or whatever. But then again, we're talking about the media. They can actually put things out there as big as what they did. We don't know what really happened between them two. But I believe that they were still messing around with each other until this day they're messing around with each other. And that's just my opinion.
I like it. I like it because it brings more truth. It brings more truth to the matter of what was really going on. Because obviously, if somebody was getting abused and they'll ask people like that, why would she run back to it? And she had got far away.
I totally agree.
From it
As
she could have, you know. So I feel that it's more of a comeback for Chris Brown because it's only showing that, you know, she weren't as
guilty
as you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it obviously shows how not so innocent Rihanna is either, because the same bad boy that's getting accused of being a drug addict and all this stuff and having his cock out and all this stuff, you're running right back to him. So Rihanna, you're not a good girl either. So obviously, you know, it shows that there was more than meets the eye.
That's right.
Kelly, what's your feel?
Oh,
I don't have no opinion on the couch.
Oh, my God.
Kelly, are you laying on the couch?
What'd you say?
Are you laying on the couch?
Yes, I am. You know, I'm laid out on the couch, honey.
Who was the last call you took?
The next caller is 678-995.
Well, hello.
Yes.
Well, yeah, being a woman who's been beat by black men, I just have to say this goes to show Rihanna is a black woman. You know, she can take a licking and keep on ticking. What I don't agree with.
Work, Carlo. Work.
What I don't agree with is how they put the press and everyone in their business, and then they expect everyone to be so accepting of it. Just like Rihanna. And locked up, work project, put on probation, restraining orders. And, I mean, here you go, a year later, bitch, you know.
But you want to know something? I think it should be more X for Chris Brown. Why would he go back? Because he was the one that was completely convicted for everything. He was the one where everybody was just greeting him, and she was making songs with Jay-Z, bitch. And he was gagging.
My point exactly.
Personal, you wouldn't have brought this ragamuffin in your fucking theory. Oh, I have to say something to Terrence Overseer of TJ Miss Rye. He wants to see Diesel Milan and Zoe Prodigy in Vegas. He just inboxed me.
You're the only one that'll be nice to
you.
Poor Chris Brown.
Yeah. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to make sure I wasn't muted again, like, girl. You know, y'all get some of my background too loud, honey. To check to see if they're muted. Me and Nicole out here, girl, y'all about to have me shut down.
I really think with that the whole Chris Brown. But you know something that was amazing before it came out? When he was on the stage and I knew Chris Rihanna was going to be performing and I was just looking at him, I knew instantly that he was going back with her. It was just automatic. The next day it came out that they're back dealing with each other. What would that would have been like, you know, them with all that tension and all the time that they've been together, to be me thinking to myself, like, for them to be in the same room together, not knowing that they were doing songs and he was at her birthday party and everything already.
But they really never left each other. But Nicole, they really never left each other.
Mind you, but it made me get in because I, you know, but you would have thought from what he went through, did you listen? They was badgering him for every little thing that he did. It was like, oh, poor Chris Brown. You know, like, in every performance he has tried to gain back his thing, but because he beat the, and I'm not sure if this is true, but because he beat the Allen girl who gave him a sexually transmitted disease, that, you know, he's just immediately the bad guy. And now him going back with her, I think it's like what Devon said, it shows her characteristics, not Chris Brown's.
I agree with you on that. I definitely agree.
Because if you made a big old thing, oh, God, you know, Little Ride Ride, him crying wolf, and, you know, everybody was, oh, my God, he's a beater. His mugshot is posted, everything. And she moved on with her life, making songs, and they were hits. And they were reading him. So, you know, I have another
question about some stuff in the entertainment world. What do you guys feel about the next judge for the X Factor? Do you guys feel that it's going to be Janet? And what do you feel about that? Do you feel it's going to be Mariah? And do you guys feel, I don't know how true this is, but rumor has that Simon offered Beyonce $30 million to be on the X Factor, and she turned it down. What do you guys think about that?
What about Madonna? Was she ever in the ratings for that show, or
I don't know about Madonna, but I wouldn't think Madonna, because her album is coming out. She's going to be promoting that and stuff.
Mm.
And being part of the X Factor probably wouldn't be good this season.
But
so
if you think about it, if she didn't have the album and stuff, Madonna would be a real good one, because she's just as mighty and Miss Thing Reads, and she's just as fab as Simon.
She's real.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love it. What do you feel, Kelly, Nicole, Demond, Nicole?
I love the show, but
I think if Nicole Streisinger should be there, Beyonce should be there.
Go ahead. No, you go, baby. I don't want to.
Don't fuck with me. Go ahead, girl.
This is your show. I'm
going to
bow down, Nicole.
I love it. Go ahead, though. Go ahead, because I just got caught up with something. Did you mention Jennifer Lopez at all, Jasmine?
No, Jennifer's an American Idol, so it'll be...
Oh, okay, that's where she's at. Okay. Go ahead, Devon.
Yeah, so
I'm going to say, I don't think it should be Janet, because Janet, to me, she's too soft-spoken and sweet, and I don't see her actually really giving hardcore constructive criticism. I don't think she would be able to belt out if somebody was really just not, you know, on it.
So who would you think it would be?
What about Mariah?
That would be the same thing for Janet to me, I think. That, like, who would you say to me out of them three that can do that, Devon? Because I can't pick out of three. Maybe London. I'll go with, like, maybe Beyonce then. Maybe. She'd be the more outspoken.
I don't think it would be Janet. I think maybe Mariah, because I see Mariah as, like, more, you know, as more of an outspoken side. I just don't see Janet being outspoken for some reason. She's such
a good girl, and everything is so soft-spoken.
But I don't see Mariah being the same way either, more than Beyonce.
Well, not Beyonce either. I don't think
Beyonce is too cheesy, too.
Well, then this is bad.
I think but Mariah has that New York. She has that New York in her, so you know she can get a little, like, you know how you girls get. She got that East Coast in her, honey. Like, you know how you came through on here, Nicole. I see Mariah being like that. Like, you know everybody loves you and you're real cool, but you come through. Like you handed me today.
Kelly, what do you feel? I know you watch the show. What do you feel?
Honey, I'm working right now, okay? I'm off duty. I'm just here. I'm just here because my phone has...
You be killing me.
My phone has to be here, but I'm off duty right now, okay?
Sister, don't do this.
Hey, hold on. Y'all got another caller. 410-500. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. I hope you feel better. Hello, Jasmine, Nicole. I love you, London. In my opinion, my opinion on X Factor, I don't see Janet Jackson for the simple fact she's too timid. I see an icon like Chaka Khan.
Okay.
For X Factor.
Okay, that was good. That was going out the box. That was good.
I see an icon like Chaka Khan. She's older. She's real. She's time enough for Simon, and she'll give it to them. I really don't see the mask. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now. I don't see him for that show this year.
Reed is definitely going to be a part of it, so he's not going anywhere.
If they could get rid of him, I could see them getting rid of him. But Chaka Khan, I definitely see her. I see someone else, Beyonce. I think she needs to just take a break right now. I love her. I'm not one of her worshippers, but I think that she just needs to take a break and deal with being a mother for a while.
Amen.
I definitely see Chaka Khan. Maybe if they brought Kelly Rowland from the London show and put her on that show, she might be better suited for the American version of X Factor than the London version.
What do y'all think about Patti LaBelle?
Well, Kelly, because I was thinking the same thing, too. What about Miss Patty? Because Patty is from the fucking Philadelphia, bitch, and she's real, too, and very outspoken.
No, what about Dionne Warwick?
No.
No, I mean,
she's catty, London, and because you can hear something. The thing is, catty, which she is a lot. She speaks very indirect when you speak to talking about her. But Patti LaBelle, like Kelly said.
I don't see Dionne Warwick.
Neither. But what about Patty?
No. She's going to have security, big security guards. That's her son standing there now.
London is a fucking key.
Any more callers, Kelly?
No, speaking about Beyonce and being a mother, do you guys think she really had a baby?
Yes.
No.
Really?
No, I don't.
I believe she had it.
please.
I need to milk her motherfucking titties, bitch. I need to milk her titties.
Did you say that because of how fast it happened?
Before I believe she had that baby. If you ask me, Tina carried the baby.
No family portrait to her holding her belly, you know.
But remember, she did that when she did Love on Top at the awards, and she dropped the mic and she opened up a thing. You saw her stomach.
Did you see the pregnancy project on her stomach?
You never saw the skin on her stomach. I never saw. She didn't lift that shirt to show her actual stomach.
Just like you can wear a go-to and hide. You can wear a belly bump and make it seem like you're pregnant.
The key that I caught with that show when she announced it was it was supposed to be like Jay-Z never knew she was pregnant, but how can you tell me that he didn't know her when she was that big during that performance? He didn't know she was pregnant.
For who they are, or we can speculate all day. I think all the way they twisted it all up was all purposely, probably. How about that?
The baby looked Chinese.
Oh,
I don't see a picture of a baby. If you're talking about the baby on Facebook, because I really don't believe that they would allow their baby picture, them being who they are, to get out in there. That was like Angelina and Brad Pitt. I didn't believe they did.
Without making money off of it.
Right. And it's on a public place, London, so everybody's seeing it. I don't think that's their baby picture.
Baby, if y'all have to see, y'all not into the news and all types of things like I'm in, like I do, baby.
Baby, CNN and everything, Kelly. History from on down, bitch. I know. I don't think that that's the baby. And then look at that full-headed baby, eyes open and everything that they got on Facebook, and she just had her baby.
And the baby had a full head of hair, honey.
Bitch!
They made $16 million off the pictures.
On Facebook?
No, the pictures was out before Facebook. They got out on Facebook after they made the Blue Ivy Tumblr page for the baby, but they made $16 million off our pictures.
And that's a cute substantial amount of money, but I just don't see them doing that when they got that amount of money between the both of them.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing that. I really don't, because I've noticed that a lot of them protect. I gagged that Mariah did what she did, Jasmine, when she was being interviewed and she brought her baby out. I didn't think she would have done that, because most of them don't do that being who they are. So I gagged that Mariah did that.
If you ask me, I think she had a surrogate or even Tina carried that baby for her. Cause if you
shit. Bitch,
no,
Tina.
Maybe she will.
Tina, you see those eyebrows?
If you notice, the whole time Beyonce was pregnant, Tina was nowhere in the spotlight or anything.
Beyonce never looked pregnant.
Beyonce never looked pregnant.
And that's why you Wendy Williams is saying exactly. You see, and
then what happened
to Beyonce?
To
you had me crying like she was crying for Wendy.
And it's no way, bitch. Y'all can't. Nobody can't tell me anything. Bitch, everybody can talk about. Oh, she snapped back. She had a train. Bitch, Beyonce was out a week later after she had the baby with that red dress and that picture that surfaced around. And baby, I didn't see no motherfucking little, you know, the contact with a little pouch going on and everything. She had no pouch, no nothing.
Okay, so let me take you to a room of Jasmine. You think Janet had a baby?
Oh, that old story, honey. Ugh.
Janet Jackson's daughter is like 16 years old.
No, if Janet had a baby, Janet Jackson's daughter would be like 22, 23.
I think the baby, she's 25, and she was raised by Rebe, and she was mentally, I think she was a little retarded or something. It was some type of birth defect, so that's why they just shipped her off and had Rebe take care of her. That's why Rebe is
calling, and
Rebe doesn't show her that.
They're talking about the baby that she totally had with Chico, right?
Yeah, that was the baby, right, DeVos, right. Now, is it safe to say that Janet went publicly and she had to have, if that's true, Devon, what you said, then why when all of it came, where was her heart? Like, why would she say nothing about her baby and Beyonce is publicly putting out pictures?
Because
Well, because this is, I mean, to me, with the Janet situation, I mean, it all makes sense. You got to think about it. This was, that's what the whole song with Control and the whole Control album came after Joe made her do that, for one. And then you look at her, that's what, she got a little chubby. She had that little chunkiness going on. Remember when she first came out with that album, and then she slimmed back down to her slow, her nice and slim Janet, and she's never been that size since. So I think it makes sense.
Baby, well, back to Beyonce, baby.
Okay, nobody wants to sit here and talk about Tina and them eyebrows carrying that fucking baby. Okay, Kelly, where did Tina get the sperm from? And you bet not say Jay-Z.
Baby, yeah, I think that Tina, they pit Beyonce.
She's going to take Jay-Z's sperm to his mother? Her mother? No.
With Jay-Z's sperm and everything, bitch. It's no way. It's no way. If y'all see that picture of her in the red dress a week later, it's no way that her body got back in shape that motherfucking week. Bitch, they talk about, oh, she got a live-in trainer and all types of things. Bitch, kiss my motherfucking ass for that bullshit. Okay? My motherfucking niece is about 5 months old, Miss Day, and my motherfucking sister still look like she motherfucking pregnant, and she go to the motherfucking gym every motherfucking day before work, bitch.
Kelly, I think we still got a caller on the line
and
they're talking.
Oh,
probably
caller
back.
What was you saying?
Yes, Kelly, I disagree with you because, and let me tell you why I disagree with you. Why would this lady go through all of that to tarnish her career? She has millions of dollars. Why would she do that?
Yes!
Why would she motherfucking interview with her in the blue dress across seas where she bent over and the stomach moved?
Wait, call her. She did this because she knew it was going to make her more money.
Right, but by having a baby by Tina?
No. Look what happened. Look what happened to Star Jones. She was on The View, and they let her go because she couldn't tell the truth that she actually had surgery.
Well, that's usually why they let a lot of co-hosts and stuff go, because they talk about everybody but never talk about themselves.
Baby, I gotta see her breastfeeding, bitch, and seeing milk coming out her titties before I would motherfucking believe it, honey. I think somebody else carried that baby for her. It's no shade.
Why you, Wendy Williams? Because that's a fierce read to say that Tina took her husband's sperm and put it up in here to carry her daughter's baby.
Baby, somebody
maybe
carried that motherfucking baby, and Beyonce walked around with that motherfucking. That pregnancy bump.
Jasmine,
baby,
you
going to
sit there and say Tina should have to you would have let Tina carry your baby.
No,
baby.
I'm just saying that maybe she can't bear children, and maybe she had miscarriage or something, and I don't know. That's just how they.
I do think that it went pretty fast from the time that she dropped the mic into the
time.
From
the time she dropped the mic into now, baby, it went too fast. Okay, Beyonce due date was this week. The same, so baby, I told you I watch TV, honey. Okay, you know me and my girl Wendy be on it. Her due date was the same time as the hype girl from the Wendy Williams show, honey. Beyonce had her baby 2 weeks early, 2-3 weeks earlier. The Wendy lady just had her baby this weekend.
Well, the reason why it seems like it's so much confusion with that is because Beyonce was pregnant and she just didn't let no one know that.
Exactly. Because at the Roseland, when she did that concert, she sat down.
And you have to remember that Beyonce is not a big lady. She's very petite. She's small. She's about 5'6", 140 to 145 pounds. So, I mean, of course she can hide her stomach with certain things that these superstars do.
I definitely do agree with you with that. And every woman that gets pregnant, they gain 20 to 30 pounds. Beyonce baby, I think, was like 8 pounds and something ounces.
Not every woman, Kelly. Not every woman. Not every woman. Not every woman. It depends on their whole gender, you know, and that whole family thing. Not every woman, because some women are not big-boned people, because Whitney gained weight while she was pregnant, but after her baby was gone, her weight went instant.
So can I ask you a question then? So if indeed she did not have this baby and she lied, do you think that the world can respect her?
No.
No, they will not. TJ, you're live on the air. No, they will not respect her at all.
Exactly.
They will not respect
her.
And she's going to, it's going to be just, she's going to be just like Kim Kardashian. They're going to, she's going to, her branding and her label and everything is going to lose a lot of credibility behind that. It's going to take a real big hit. I hope she saves up all her money.
Miss A, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do you just like Puffy did Wendy Williams, because you're the one that started that Tina thing. And they're going to put you out there, and you have to do your show in another state.
Hey, okay.
Because that is never, that would never hit the forefront like that. That's crazy, Kelly. Oh, my God.
TJ, you're live on the air.
What's good, y'all?
What's up?
TJ, welcome to the Beyonce Show.
I totally agree with Kelly. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
All of y'all are on this show. My sister has been pregnant, and I've dealt with her having three kids. The first and the last trimester are the most crucial parts of being pregnant. How the fuck is this woman on TV in six-inch heels dancing around and jumping in the first trimester? She would have had a miscarriage. Ain't no way in hell this woman was pregnant.
Oh, no, hold up. Let me tell my story. No, that's not true. Bust this, and this is really the truth. I have an older sister. My sister name is Mella, and she was told that she could never carry kids, Jasmine. When she was young, she scratched up, I guess, something about the walls or whatever, and she had got pregnant. She had pregnant in the tubes. She had to have a surgery. They took the baby out. So Camilla was like 6, 17. For her, that meant a lot. Life a party. She never would be a kid. She can do what she want, and she did what she want, and boy, did she do what she want. But, you know, she had cars, she had this. When Camilla got 30 years old, she after and on drugs, she carried her, she got pregnant. Now, through this pregnancy, on drugs, up and down, trimester stage and everything, fighting me in my own house, hitting her stomach at his gross. The bitch is crazy, okay? She did all this. Her baby on drop dead gorgeous, no problems, nothing wrong. In fact, the little girl is too fucking smart. You need to be careful what you do around her. Like, no feet problems, no nothing. It's amazing. Like, and she was told that she could never have a baby, and we named the baby Journey because she is 30 years old, and then she did all this stuff on top of it. So they're saying her insides was all messed up. Her first trimester, Camilla should not have been grabbing knives and singing, breaking my kitchen table, bugging the fuck out like that. Like, she's Banji cunt. And she had a baby, and at 32 years old, she didn't know how to, what to do. Like, she's carrying this stomach. She ain't never carried no stomach. She was bugging. And she did what she wanted to do all through her pregnancy. And the baby is amazing. And she on her second one.
And then when you look at that picture, I'm the one who's okay. That baby looks Chinese. Beyonce or Jay-Z got good hair.
Did Camilla lose her weight after she had the baby, like right after, like a day after?
I mean, you know what, to be honest, she lost her, she lost a little bit, but London, I'm going to sit, yeah, it did, she lingered on for a little while, and she still had that stomach. So I can see, I can relate to what Kelly said, but not every woman reacts like that. My sister's short, and that was her first time having a baby, so yeah, she did have a still a little stomach, but it went away after that. Now that she had her second child,
it's
all there.
My niece been born ever since motherfucking August, baby. My sister still like look like my motherfucking niece is in that motherfucking ass, and she go to the gym every morning before motherfucking work and everything, baby. Please.
Oh,
my
man.
Niece wasn't even as big as Beyonce baby was.
This is Blog Talk Radio. You go get Jay-Z from people who gonna hit you up.
Baby, please, honey.
That's fine. But anybody know that that baby is not Beyonce and Jay-Z. I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh my God! I can't believe.
Can I say something? We have to. You have to remember who we're talking about. We're talking about super mega stars. We're
okay.
Top notch celebrities. They can get away with a whole lot of murder. They can do whatever they want to do. They can release whatever information they want to the public. And I believe that she had the baby. There was no way that this lady would tarnish her career. And I have to say that again. There is no way, ain't no way in the world she's going to do that.
I mean, I think she did. I think that's why they gave her $2 million. have that whole wing in the hospital and have all the cameras covered up in the hospital and everything so nobody would get
Well, no, she would do that for her own privacy. The caller just said, look at the superstardom. Look at who she is. So she wants complete privacy.
Nicole,
you
that
guys
was
think
too
that Beyonce
much
wants to have stretch marks?
Okay. All right. I'm not going to keep doing this.
She has to be her, too, because hospital now because
she
other
sex
people wear babies.
She doesn't wear clothes, so do you think she would want to have stretch marks?
Wait a minute. And then, Solange. When Solange had her baby, she didn't have that weight after that.
Baby, nobody cared about Solange. She's an ass actor.
No, but it still was her sister, and her album, that last album, was a very nice motherfucker, and we all popped to it, so let's not act cute to it.
Name about that CD that you remember.
Oh, to remember the name? No, but I got the beat clapping all in my head, and you know it too. Don't do that. But listen, the point I'm trying to make is, London, her sister had two kids, and look at her. If you watched it, she didn't have a lot of weight after she had that baby.
But we all seen Shalonge's natural belly when she was pregnant.
I mean, she's a non-factor compared to Beyonce. So maybe she just wanted her privacy to be respected.
That's right. Mm.
I have one last question. Seriously, one last question. Not to hold Kelly up all night, but my last question is, what do you guys think is going to happen in August when the movie Sparkle is released as far as the whole Whitney, thing? Do you think that people are going to run to the midnight showing, the opening showing? Do you think it's going to break records?
I think the movie is not going to be released in August. I think that they're going to be releasing that movie in the next month and a half.
I believe so too, because if they think correctly,
that movie is going to catch the box office.
Yes, and you know why they should do it up now, Jasmine, because if they wait all the way to August, we would have to keep on just advertising about Whitney in order for people to thrill for it. But if they push the movie up now, Miss Bobby Christina is going to be a rich motherfucking little girl, because her albums and everything and every her songs, they're all back in the charts.
She's already rich.
Christina. Bobby Christina is getting $20 million in the next 2 years. The top 22 songs on iTunes, number one sellers, Whitney Houston is 15 of them. It's Whitney Houston songs out of iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, she's making her dollars today.
Yes, she's making her dollars. Bobby Christina does not get that money until she turns 21 years old, and Sissy ain't having it with Miss Bobby Christina, honey. Bobby Brown trying to get back in her life now, baby, so you can get a piece of that money and start smoking crack again. Sissy ain't having that.
So what do you guys think the movie is going to be? What role do you think it's going to portray her as and compare it to her real life? And you think that that's going to, maybe change the opinions of people?
I think it's going to open up a real bad wound. I mean, I think it's going to really have people smiling and crying and seeing how multitasked and how a chameleon she was, although of her bad. I think it's going to take her bad and take it away, because then you're going to see a person who did all this stuff and was say she's had crack in the bathroom and this, crack is whack, and then she comes and in her death has a film comes out that is amazing. When we see it, she's going to look like an angel to us already. So that's why Kelly is right with putting the movie out now.
I personally don't think they're going to release that movie early.
I think that they should. I think it would be a really good business thing for them to do that. If they release that movie in March,
everybody wants to sit, and the news people and everybody want to sit here and they want to bash this lady name. But it was brought up that, Whitney was in rehab, because that's the only way that they would sign her to do Waiting to Exhale Part 2.
No, I knew that, because she was really spellbound. Mind you, the Prince's wife is so bad, but she was stoned down through the whole preacher's life.
Yeah, that's the only way they signed her on to do Waiting to Exhale Part 2, that she had to go to rehab. So that's why she was in rehab. And, bitch, I want to know who they're going to cast or to do that part now that she's passed on.
If it was a real cute Waiting to Exhale, if you want to make it a Waiting to Exhale, they wouldn't cast anybody. They would do a memory, and they would all go back like their sister that passed away. They would go about it like that way. Because the first one was so fucking touching, bitch. It was over. You had your girlfriends, and all of y'all was one, somebody. This one was that one. It was touching. So if they really want to turn it, I would think that they wouldn't add it and, like, do something like the First Wives Club when the girlfriend died and she passed away and they went on for the rest of their life living in her legacy. That would be nice.
And I would say, you know, no matter what you do, people always going to see wrong and everything that you do. You can be a positive person. You
okay.
can give $500 million away to an orphanage, and someone will still find fault in that. So
Amen,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. You know what I'm saying? Look, for instance, I mean, it was proven tonight with Kelly and Jasmine. They're both positive.
Just Jasmine. He's the $5,000. Just Jasmine. They ain't worried about respect for her money. Amen, Jasmine. That's right. Just Jasmine.
You know what I'm saying? And they found something to talk about. So it don't matter what you do.
Angel got beat Miss Christina up and got stoned and everything and read to Miss Rousey because of Jasmine, and this is what they say.
Well, baby, the fans has messed it up for anybody. No one is allowed to go to the cemetery anymore unless you have somebody that's passed on to the cemetery.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? Hey, Kelly, what do you mean?
The cemetery, because they said after she got buried on Sunday, that as soon as her family left from the cemetery, that it was just so overwhelming for the people that live in the area of the cemetery, the cops that they had to have there directing traffic and everything. And so yesterday they put out a statement, the cemetery put out a statement, if you do not have nobody that is deceased in that cemetery, you will not be allowed on their grounds anymore.
No shade, Jasmine, all of y'all. Y'all getting in? Do you know they are turning her more than they did Miss Michael? They are carrying on for Miss Whitney, and it's because she was getting stoned. It was because she loved the Lord still. It was because she sung. It was because she real. They are still carrying on.
The difference between Whitney and Michael is Michael, nobody can get to Michael the way they can get to Whitney because he's in one of those, I don't know what they call it, those boxes.
A mausoleum.
Yeah, he's in a mausoleum, so they can't get to him. Whitney is buried in the ground right next to her father, so anybody can just walk up to her gravesite.
No, but not just about them, their funeral and everything, just it, period, every day of it. I went through the channel. It all was happening to see, especially the funeral. Do you know if they was paying? And I wonder, Jasmine, you think that they got money for being able to view the funeral on TV? Because you know the whole world was watching that, right? You know how much money they made off of that funeral if it was about money with Whitney on that funeral on live TV.
I don't think they actually made money.
I think the church probably got a big donation.
Oh, yeah, the church probably, the church, I don't think nobody else, but the church got a donation and everything. Now,
yeah,
somebody would have made money.
The church, you know that stuff, yeah.
Made money, you know who would have made money? A bold bitch, if it's no shade, mistake, a bold bitch like me that would have got invited to the funeral, and if that party was open, I would have snapped the picture.
Yes, I knew she was going to say that. She's rotten. Yeah. I can see a bitch like right there. Wait, hold on. This makes
sense. I have a question, though. Kelly, was the casket ever open at the funeral?
The casket was never open at any time. But
there
was a
reason why. Do you think it was open at the private wake?
Yeah, it was open at the private wake. I know it was definitely open at the private wake. The only time that Bobby Christine got
it. Wait a minute. Is it safe to say that it couldn't have been, if the casket not being open, Whitney may not have been in the casket because they still doing autopsy on her?
I was just going to say that.
Because how are they going to just say we took a couple of pieces and a couple of testes and we're going to bury her in the ground?
No, it was all done and everything. The family seen the body on Thursday before the funeral. They went in and seen the body. It was definitely in there, honey. But it wasn't just for everybody to see her. Because, baby, if I was there, I'd have got that picture, honey. And here, I would have been calling Jasmine, TMZ, CNN, and this people that everybody see who got the highest bid at this motherfucking picture.
That's
I would have been
right.
paid in the shade.
But is it true
that you could have took everybody money and gave them all a different time and took everybody money? Somebody's by a computer.
Oh, that's
supposed to be me.
Oh,
Javon. Yeah, that was me, Nicole. I'm so sorry, girl. You got away from
me. No. That's always the case with you on all the shows. I've heard that a lot.
I know. You got to chastise me, Nicole. You got to teach me to be more like
you. Javon is all in love. I love you. Love, peace, bitch. That's what I'm about.
So can I have a question.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
What did you guys think what really happened? How did she really die? Did she die by taking some Xanax and she fell asleep and she may have not drowned? She just what do you think happened?
I think my honest opinion that I really think that Whitney went in that bathtub and she was getting ready for the party. And I honestly think that she had a heart attack and her body just gave up. I think she had a heart attack and her body gave up, and it was time for her to go. It was her time. It was her calling.
All that time that she'd been smoking and stuff and doing all of that, and this day was her calling, because I think that if Whitney's going, y'all, we all are about to go.
Well, I had this conversation with someone the other day. I lost my mother, to the virus. And my mother was a heavy drug user at one time. But when she had my brother, she was in rehab and things of that sort, my mother became not clean, but she wasn't as heavy as she was at one time. You know, she had her apartment in the projects. You know, she started getting her life together. Every once in a while, she would still get high, but it wasn't a daily thing. And eventually, my mother's body kind of gave out, and, the virus took over, and she died. Now, by me saying that, I think that when you use drugs for so long, it takes that toll on your body. And when you do clean up yourself, you may not clean up yourself 100%. You may still dip and dab here and there, and I think the body can go into some sort of shock or something, and something can take a toll and hurt you.
And I think that's what happened to Whitney. That she signed up for the contract with Whitney and Exhale. Rehab mistake. She had her prescribed drugs. But she didn't have her street medication, and her body shut down because her body was so used to having it for so long.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And that's just not like
me.
When you say, Jasmine, that your mom was sick. Sorry to hear that. Your mom was sick and how your body. But that's what a lot of people are doing today, period, as far as the whole lifestyle, when they are sick in the lifestyle. Because you know something? It's funny that you two say that, because when you are addicted to a drug and you are on it and everything, sometimes you don't feel, and it'd be a mind thing, though, because you got to really analyze it. Sometimes you don't feel that you can move quickly or as fast, or you can't get up and pump unless you have this sip of type of drug. Have you ever heard that before? Like they,
you're 100% right. And I remember when my mom was in the hospital those few days, that the doctors were telling her, and she was going back and forth with the doctors, that your painkillers are not helping me. This medication is not working on me. And I remember her going through that, and she was in ICU, and then she winded up coming out of ICU for about 48 hours before we got the call stating that, it happened.
So I know that when your body is so used to one thing for so long, and when you try to change it, you know, your body, sometimes your body will accept the change, and it will not. And that's what happened with my mom. And there's no telling
you.
Yeah,
we got another call. 916-627, you're live on the air.
Hello, ladies. I have a question since we're talking about Whitney and drugs. I know there's probably a lot of people in her family who's probably really guilty that they
somebody background is really loud. Wait, caller. Somebody
I can't
background
hear
is really
the
loud.
Caller.
Yeah, y'all got to mute your phone or I'm going to get muted.
Hi, Brooklyn.
Yeah, caller. Talk a little louder, please.
Oh, can you hear me?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, since we're talking about Whitney and drugs, there's probably a lot of people in her family or friends who feel guilty that they didn't take more of a active stand on, like, getting her off of drugs. So being that you guys can get back to ballroom, that, you know, you guys are all mothers, you know, Kelly, Jasmine, Nicole, and Chanel, what kind of mandates do you have for your house? Do you, like, kick kids out of your house who do drugs? Do you get them help? Do you lead by example and not do drugs yourself? Like, what do you do with kids in your house with the drugs?
Oh, who wanted
for me, at the end of the day, everybody is grown adults. You can only tell somebody so many times what to do and how to do it and not to do it. At the end of the day, they're going to do it regardless. And to the fact of the matter, you know, you don't want to see them out there doing it because you know exactly what it has done to a lot of people in the scene and everything. But these kids are going to do what they want to do. They might not do it in your face, but maybe when you turn your back and you get on the judges panel, you don't know what these kids are doing.
When it comes to me a little bit, I'm on the same path as Kelly when it comes to that. But one thing I do try to work with, and even though I thank God we're not running into that problem yet, as far as it being major, but what I do try to, you know, reach out to them and say to them is, you know, I'm here for you. You know, you can talk to me. You don't have to run to that drug. You don't have to run to that bottle. You don't have to run to that blunt every 5 minutes, every time, you know, everything is stressing you out and stuff. There's still other avenues that you need to go to. So I try to lend a helping hand. I'm not trying to preach them and say, stop smoking, stop doing this, stop doing that. You better not. I better not catch you. You're out the house. But what I try to do is be that person that they can come to and realize that it's just, you know, I don't have to always hide and go into seclusion and do this. Maybe there's other things for me out there, and then maybe eventually it will kick in and they will stop or slow down or just try to take their life on the right track.
That's pretty much the same way I feel. I think I speak to all my kids through experience. I am not in the business of letting go, because when you let them go, you letting them go to a lifestyle that has been this way before they came. So I do have a little soft spot for what they're getting involved with, because I so much don't necessarily blame them. Yes, they have to make their own decisions. They are older, but we're not going to pick on the young kids, because this is what everybody did coming along, and the only thing I can do is teach from experience, modify it with them being around me, always check it up, and just being involved with everything. And like Jasmine said, at the end of the day, one day it'll snap, and they will know what not to do when that situation of that shouldn't have came up come about, or when things is too rough and their body collapsed. They will remember those words, and they'll pretty much know how to get it together. So I mean, I can't fix it the way I would like while it's going on, but when it comes to a turning point, they will remember the words, and they'll get it together. I think that's what any human does.
So I was thinking about
Go ahead.
Let Divine go. Mother.
No, you sure, Nicole? You sure?
Yes, bitch. Girl, get out there.
Yes, Nicole. Nicole gave me permission to speak, so I'm going to take the floor.
Get right out now. There, girl. Take that floor.
So, no, to me personally, with the drug thing, I don't do them, so I prefer that they wouldn't, but like Kelly said, these people are grown. So what I do ask is that you use discretion and have a little control. You know, I don't really step in unless I feel like it's starting to get out of control. And you know when things are getting out of control. You can see it in their body. You can see it in their face. You can see it in their weight. You can see the dehydration. You can see their skin tone starting to wither. That's what I would say. You know, I have to come in and say, hey, babe, you know, have you checked yourself out? Are you looking, you know, are you doing a little too much? you? Is everything okay? You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell people which drug of choice they can do because, I mean, I smoke weed. So, I mean, a drug is a drug, regardless of the fact. It's something that we turn to alter the state from sober to whatever high that we like, you know, that makes us feel better. So I can't tell them that the high they're doing is any worse than the high that I'm doing besides the toll that it may take on our body. So with that in retrospect, I just make sure that, you know, if everything looks well, I leave it at that. And I just tell them, you know, like I said, have some discretion. I don't prefer my kids to just throw a line on the table and do it in front of every fucking body. I think that's disgusting. I don't like to see five of my children go bunch in the bathroom at the same time because I think that's only obvious of what's going on. So things like that. But I think I always tell them, honey, if you have your little tea, honey, go step to the side, take care of yourself, and step back in the room and enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? And, if it gets out of control by that, then of course I'm going to come down and say something. And, you know, I've gone as far as to offer, you know, kids in my house rehab.
Oh, see, I start beating ass, though. I think there's some things I'm not going to allow. Maybe you got a 26-year-old child, and he's into it, and he's been into the scene and everything, and I can chastise him to a degree to do something. But my 19- and 18-year-old child is not going to do that.
No, ma'am.
I'm not going to have that because I feel then that I have an obligation by God, not just as who I am. These are children still, so I'm not going that far. Now, when they pass that 21, I'm with Kelly, like, all we can do is teach, like Jasmine said, and hope that what it clicks in. But as a child under, no, I'm not having that. It makes me feel some type of way.
I want to say something real quick because we only have 8 minutes left. Carly, did you have anything else you wanted to say really quickly?
Oh, I was going to say basically all your answers I heard, I was just kind of trying to say in the sense of it being a family, would you let your family member do those things? If not, why would let the people that are in your house that you call a family do those things? Why would you not be a little bit more aggressive or have a little bit more stipulations about people that come into your house that maybe they're not allowed because they might corrupt other members or, like, turn your house out? Like, you might have started, like, at the top, but then you get the wrong people, then your house, you know, the name is worthless after a certain point.
Amen. So
I'm just wondering, like, at what point do you just say, I won't tolerate it or I'll just be a little bit more aggressive?
Kind of like what Divine said, when I start seeing them deteriorating and it's getting worse and worse and worse and bad and bad and bad, then I'm going to try to step in, especially if I have a lot of love for that person, I care about that person, I'm going to try to step in the best way I can to help them.
Okay.
I get them in the middle of their bump.
I don't want to turn my back on anybody, and it doesn't happen, and they don't have to be a part of my house, but I wouldn't turn my back on any of my brothers and sisters out there. Because I know what they're going through. Again, I come from a family where I lost my uncle in the attic with a needle in his arm. I lost my other uncle to sniffing muscle relaxer because he thought he was buying a bag of dope and it went straight to his head and killed him. I lost another uncle to another overdose at a party. All my uncles died before they were actually 25 years. They never lived to see 25. My mom never lived to see, I don't think she lived past 38. You know, I've come from this background, so I'm going to share with everyone, you know, the right path. You know, even myself, I smoke weed every once in a while. I drink every once in a while. I'm not a heavy user, I thank God. But, you know, my biological brother, he smokes weed like, my God, like it's cigarettes, and I know that he's dealing with a lot. And I just try to lend a helping hand. That's the only thing that
it's kind of sad when it's a key and it's a read when you actually see people in real pain and who need real help, and then people just laughing at them or just saying they are not or they're a mess when, you know, you don't even offer a hand.
I've never
somebody.
Seen that.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, like, people in the scene, like, you know, it's like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you
know, hold on, y'all. We got 4 minutes. We got one more call up. 4-3-4-3-2-6, you're live on the air.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey, I just got a quick question for you all. I was just wondering, getting off subject, what do you all think about the NDAA?
How are you, Brent?
The NDAA?
What is that? What are those abbreviations mean? What is that?
That stands for the National Defense Authorization Act.
I never actually heard of it. What is it about?
Okay. It's the bill that Obama signed in December on the 15th. which pretty much okays the killing of American citizens if they feel that they are terrorists without a trial.
Oh, shit.
Without any evidence or anything.
Have you come, you were at the ball?
We're going to listen, Corlin. That's a good question. But we're going to have to wrap this up because we got 5 minutes and we don't want to be rude and cut everyone off because the show will shut down. So we're going to save that for maybe next week. So please call in next week on that. Kelly, go ahead and mute everybody. I mean, as far as the callers go. But again, tomorrow is the anniversary show. So everyone, please tune in next week. We will be back with our regularly scheduled programming, shows. And I just want to say goodnight to everyone. I just got a message from someone in reference to all this, drama and violence that was going on a little earlier. And that's when I say the mothers, I love when the mothers reach out to the other mothers so we can work it out. So I'm going to be handling that call in a few minutes, and hopefully we can have some good news tomorrow as well as far as all this drama goes. So everyone, thank you. And thank you, Kelly, for holding, for me holding you up, and I'll talk to you guys later. Good night.
Hey, everybody that's on the line one by one, can y'all say good night?
Nicole, call me, Nicole.
Good night, everybody.
99.
I don't know, Nicole. Is it okay, Nicole?
Devon, good night. I'll see you later. I'll call you Kelly and Jasmine. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Nicole gave me permission. Nicole gave me permission. I don't want to step out of my line.
Okay, like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Honey, please make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, where it will definitely be a hot, hot anniversary show, honey. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, or whatever club that you at and you do pick somebody up in, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love y'all all for loving me. Good night, and I'll see y'all back here tomorrow.
Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again.
Who run this, Papa? Who run this, Papa? Who run this, Papa? Who run this, Papa? Who run this, Papa?
Major Lazer.
I am the voice. You have no choice.